Blog Talk Radio.
Most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Called me, dad was gone. Finally got my dad back. Liver bad, he wouldn't live long. Snatched my dad back. Guidance I never had that. Streets was my second home. Welcomed me with open arms. Provided a place to crash at. A place to study math fact. Matter of fact, I learned it all. Burnt it all. This music is where I buried the ashes at. Flashback, not having much, not having that. Had to get some holler breath. You can holler back at. Holler that my Jewish lawyer to enjoy the fruit of letting my cash stack. And just in case a nigga got to use it. Own boss, own your master. Slaves, the mentality I carry with me to this very day. Fuck rich, let's get wealthy. Who else gon' feed we? If I need it, I'ma get it. However, God help me. And I don't need no hook for this shit.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes. And see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we're missing. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen at Rome. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable. Little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our head to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. And amen.
What's up, everybody? This is the True Grudge Racing Channel, and I am your host, Big Sham. My co-host is the man himself, Brother Mighty Mouse from Set on Kill. And the man on the ones and twos is the infamous, the street legend, Brother Shaky. Chicago street legend. Chicago street legend, Brother Shaky. Another great Thursday. We are here on the mic. It's cold. It is the Winter National. So with that being said, you can be whoever you want to be. You don't have to be yourself now. You can be Superman, Batman. You can be whoever you want to be right now, because it is the Winter Nationals right now. So you can be bad as you want to be at this point. Let me give a shout out to my sponsors as always, Brother Leroy, the Clock Off Crew, the Motor City Mafia, the 1-800 Keep It Real all day, all night, every day show. Brother Mouse, Brother Shaky, Off the Trailer, By None, you, and you. It is the end of 2022. I hope y'all enjoyed y'all holiday, Thanksgiving. I hope everybody enjoyed themselves over the holiday. Man, all these November birthdays, Off the Trailer, Brother Hootie, myself, nephew, I don't know who else is in November, but I know those are all right there clumped together. Brother Gazillionaire, his birthday is today. Happy heavenly birthday, Brother Gazillionaire. I don't know who else, but happy birthday to all the brothers. That was these Sagittarius brothers from November and now going into December. Man, let me see. No Guts, No Glory. It's coming up. It's next week. It's the end. It's the It's the Super Bowl. It's almost over. Officially, it's almost over. It's coming. So I know we got some guys going down from the Midwest, Chicago and Detroit, Brother Zay. I know locked in a few times. Brother Bond and crew, they locked in a few times. Trying to think who are that from here. Wait a minute. Let me see. Nah. Let me get my glasses. Oh, they say it's Larry Hoover's birthday. Okay. Brother Larry Hoover's birthday is today. I'm assuming that's what is today. Let's see. I don't know who all locked in down there. I know they, Vine, and crew. I'm not really sure who else, but, man, safe travels. I know it's coming up. Well, it won't start till next week, Thursday, I believe. I think they locked in Thursday next week. So we'll get hopefully some kind of information for next week. Okay, let me go to the mic. Man, it's cold outside. That's all I know. Brother Mouse, you there? Where's Shaky at? What up, Brother Mouse?
Oh, nothing much to say. Enjoying this cold day.
Yeah, baby. It's some kind of cold. I swear, it was almost 60 degrees day before yesterday. And yesterday, man, I promise, I couldn't believe how cold it was. It said 9 degrees on my car. I said, man, this can't be right. Can't be right.
Yeah.
It was just unreal. That's all I can say. Let me see. Man, so it's officially the Winter National. I guess up here it is. Let me see what this says.
Definitely.
Yeah, it is officially the Winter National. Let's see, Della. Yeah, well, you can be whoever you want to be. I made notation. You can be whoever you want to be. You can be a great wonder or oh man. Yeah, you could be whoever you think you want to be now. It's that time. Oh man. Shaky, are you on this mic? Let me see. Hold on. I'm walking and talking, not Mouse. What you got, Mouse? Man, what's going on? It's so nice. Well, you know, I ain't gonna say nice, but it's nice and dry outside. Man, I just remember a time, boy, something's going to be happening. As long as it's dry outside, I guess sometimes it's dead and gone. They just gone.
Nope.
They sure
no salt
gone.
Residue on the road?
Man, nothing. Look at here. Oh, man. Times are just different, I guess. They are ultimately just different. Yeah, I ain't heard nothing. What you didn't hear about? You heard anything?
Nothing. It's quiet.
Yeah, I'm. I know everybody is. I'm sure. Really. Adamant about. Florida.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Especially right now, okay. Hey, time to go to some warm weather.
Man, this is it. That's one thing I love about Florida, just because it's 75 degrees, 75, 80 maybe, you know, somewhere up in there. And, man, it's just nice in December. You get away from here, that by itself is worth the weight in gold. Just being away from him when it's cold. And they racing, you know. All of the, you know, it's the Super Bowl. They down there. So I'm looking forward to some type of report. I know something is we got a few locked in races. Let's see what's all gonna unfold. What is gonna unfold? Who did?
Make sure you go live.
Oh man, yeah. Well, you know, somebody. Yeah, they got these. Everybody is going live
for the most part, I would think, you know, a lot of people that's going to be down there, they'd be going live. I don't know. I'm just, I don't know. I don't know, Mouse. I really don't know. I don't know, man. I promise I don't know. Let me go back to the board. I'm just willy-nilly right now. Man, willy-nilly. That's all I can say, man. It seems like it's just we spinning our wheels, and you know how you get stuck in some mud, and you only got one wheel spinning?
Yeah.
Man, it's just that's the state. That's too early. I know I can't make it. Okay. Uh-oh. Chicken Man, talk to me.
What happened, Shannon and Mouse and all that? Hey, Shannon. What in race world? Hey, man, I was just laying up thinking, I got a trivial question for you, man. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Name three people I didn't put in retirement. If you can, I will name that for you.
Wait. Name three people that you put them in retirement? You personally?
Me personally put them in retirement, yes.
Oh man! Oh,
start off with your co-host Shaky.
Co-host
number two Mouse.
I built another car.
And then Raylo.
Stop it.
Oh, man, you really don't. Oh, my God.
Man,
what's
some
you
good
say?
Shit, man. Hey, man. Hey, man, I go in history books, man.
You say you put them in waivers. Now, how so? Because they ain't raising nobody else, or they ain't raised you again? What's your definition of
think about it. Raylo, I mean, Shaky ain't raised, huh? After I whooped him, that's it. After I whooped Raylo, I mean, Mouse. Last time you heard Mouse, I whooped him, that's it. Raylo, I whooped him, that's it. Do I need to say anything else?
So you saying you ended their career.
I got rid of my car, sir.
Yeah.
You ended their career.
Built another one.
Mattel is what you're saying.
Yeah. Think about it.
Oh.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Who put you in retirement?
Hey, nobody. I'll be ready. I'm doing it.
Who the last person you raised?
The last person I raced or tried to get on the line was the person that whooped me. I tried to get my revenge. And that was Wavon. My solenoid stuck, and then after that, the season ended. I've been trying to go.
So he put you in retirement for the rest of the season.
How? How did he put me in retirement? The season ended.
You said he was
the
last
was on
one
the
to
line.
Beat you.
He was, yeah,
who was the last
was
person
the
to
line.
Beat you?
He was the last person to beat me, and then I came back for my revenge.
Okay, he put you in retirement.
Well, then how can he put me in retirement once I came back for my revenge a week later? But you, my dear friend, we haven't heard from you since I whooped your ass.
I sold my car.
I made you sell it.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's funny.
The proof different.
That's funny.
This is my story.
Everybody got their own life.
You had the nice Camaro. And I made you sell your car. I made you go through a whole different avenue now.
And what avenue was that?
We haven't heard from you. We are waiting to hear. Every year for the last nine. Now, that was 3 years ago that I whooped your ass. And it's been every year, I'm coming.
Hey,
you know what? Yes, sir. Until we see different, Mouse, we got to go by that.
Now, this is for you and Mouse, since y'all talking about retirement. I just thought about something. I just want to know, you know, out of all the hoopla, you know, all the talking and all that, What stimulates true grudge racers into racing? What is the stimulation? You know what I'm saying? You know, some people, they just, what do I want to say? They never, like, say for instance, you say something slick to them, they never forget. I don't care if it's 5 years from now, they remember you talking slick to them. So in 5 years, when they come back in 5 years, They own you. They own you like a cheap suit. They like, man, you was talking slick, and it was fat. Is it a time frame that it runs out? You know, people, they get to talking, I whooped you 10 years ago. That whooping 10 years ago, it never goes away. It, do y'all believe that? It never goes away.
If you don't let them get your hit. No. If you don't let them get your hit back. If you don't let them get your lip back, you know, it's said like once I whoop Mouse ass, and Mouse said, man, get your ass back up here. And I said, nope, you gotta wear that ass whooping. That's stupid to me. You don't wear no ass whooping. You keep going. It's just Von whooped my ass. Von whooped my ass on his race. I told him, hey, man, get your ass back down. He said, motherfucker, get some more money and get your ass back up there. Now, that's racist. He didn't say, wet his ass whooping. He said, man, give me some more money. That's what I want. But then once you got these new schoolers, I didn't made you whoop. I didn't made you wet his ass whooping. Man, that ain't, man, that there means you think you got lucky.
Now, Terrio, check this out.
If you said that.
Let's say, Terrio, hold on. Let me ask you this since you said that. But that, I know those words are the ones that you're talking about. But I'm saying that. Let's just say you gamble, right? You just took a chance. You know, sometimes, you know, there are certain people that they will take a chance when really the odds is against them. But they take a chance and they race anyway, right? So let's just say in your mind, you like, man, I ain't got no business racing this so-and-so. But I'm just going to go on and gamble and race anyway. I'm gonna take a chance, you know, to race. So let's just say you get away. You get away, right?
You
don't want to race no more. You don't want to race no more.
You a damn fool. What ain't you ain't no racer. You ain't no racer. Get up there in the ring, no. Anytime you get up there in the lane and you trying to whoop somebody, if you don't think you can win, you need to sit your ass down. Shit, don't go. Man, you mean that you're
no,
man,
Terrio, I'm saying
it.
You now, you can't tell me that you sometimes you had this mindset where you be like, man, I shouldn't be doing this, but fuck it, I'm gonna go on and gamble and I'm gonna try it anyway. You ain't never thought that when you raised somebody.
No. Anytime
really?
I didn't get on
Miles,
the line
have you ever thought
and
that?
I didn't get whooped, I think I can win. And shit, I ain't going to go up there.
I'm not
saying
that you can win. I just said I'm saying your mind is your mind is that you the odds is against you, but, you know, you're going to try something.
Yeah, well, I could go on and attest to that. Mouse done it. Mouse done
what's
it.
What's going on?
Me.
Big Sam, what's going on, man?
Mouse done it with
Big
me.
Sam.
He knew he couldn't beat me, man. He knew he's
Big
like, man, fuck it. I'm just going to try anyway.
Big Sam, what's going on, man? I got a couple of Detroit guys on, man. We're trying to listen, man. James Black on. We all know.
Hold on, Meatball. What you say, Terrio?
I do agree with what Mal said. He just was gambling. He knew he couldn't win. He just said, fuck it, I'm going to go anyway. I'm just going to try it. I do admit to it. He knew he couldn't win.
If he didn't think he
could
win,
he
was
gambling something. He did what you just said. He just was gambling. He got his ass whooping. He didn't win in the bushes. He in the bushes. I didn't make that man redo his whole thing. Until you prove me wrong, until you prove me different.
Now you see that difference? The difference, he ain't saying nothing, Terrio. You like to talk. You see, Mouse ain't really doing a lot of talking. He just sitting back and said, like,
it's fact.
You just keep on talking.
It's facts. But hold it. Shannon, 3 years, man. 3 years.
Now, Terrio, sometimes it takes that long. Now, you deal with these cars, it might take you a long time to get yourself together.
Amen. I'll be in a wheelchair. I'm still going to get up and whoop his ass, man. I'm just saying, if I think I can't win, I ain't going to get up there on the line, man. Man, I'm just listening to what you just said, man. Do you think that you should be racing this guy?
Anything locked.
Did you say, Shannon, you gonna get up there and gamble and say, "Well, I know I can't beat him anyway, but I'm gonna try. I'm just gonna, man, you crazy as hell if that's how you race. If you don't think you can whoop a motherfucker ass once you get in them staging lanes, you should get your ass whooped. Ain't no way. Unless you figure that this bully was picking on this motherfucker.
Street King on the line.
I'm gonna open up these mics.
Man, we all on the line, man. Me, Street King, anything locked. Anything locked. Who locked in for Florida? What's going on?
Have you ever, what's the fuel? You know, for a minute, you hadn't raced. You know, you was getting yourself together, doing whatever you need to do. What's the fuel? That's the number one. That's the first question. And secondly, I know you didn't try something that you thought maybe you shouldn't really try it, but I'm going to try it anyway just because. Terrio saying that he ain't going to do it,
but
I beg to differ.
If I get on the line with somebody, I think I can whoop him. If I get my ass whooped, okay, I got whooped. But I'm getting on the line thinking I can win, man.
What I'm saying. You think you got a chance to win, but the odds is against you.
I just tried some shit.
What made you try it?
I mean, because I thought I could win.
There you go.
I mean,
my question is, you ain't never tried nothing that the odds was against you.
Yet you figure, man, I should be racing this guy anyway. Hell no. If I get in the lane, I think I can beat you. I think I can win.
I mean, if I see something I like, and I think I can win. I'm like Terrio. I think I can win. I'm going to try it. I ain't going to say I'm going to go try it for $20,000. Shit.
Wait a minute. So you're saying that your belief predetermines how you gamble?
Yeah.
If you think it's dead, then you're going to gamble a lot. If you don't think that you really got a chance, then you're only gonna bet $1,500 or whatever.
Listen,
you know. Your
when I put my car together, I know what I think I can go about run to. I can't say I can go beat no 484, but some big blocks I can go fuck with. I can go jump on. But some of them,
right.
I don't want no parts of them.
Right, but I'm saying,
once you get on the line, you think you can win.
I like Leon. I was out. You know, I mean, I figured that. I think I can run with him, and I tried him. I mean, if not, we've just been looking at each other all day long. But he gave me a run.
I mean, the way you said it, Shannon, you said it like a constellation, man. You like, man, well, fuck it. I shouldn't have ran him anyway. Hell, well,
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's how you sound. You gambling. You think you got a chance to win. I'm not saying that.
Right,
I'm just saying.
Right. There you
sometimes
go.
I'm saying sometimes you do.
So you gonna say that once you get away?
Some people they try stuff that they can't. That really in actuality in a sort of sense They're not supposed to win, but they tried anyway. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, do you think that motherfucker quicker than you? I mean that, man, if I whoop your ass, I don't believe in wearing no ass whooping. I believe if
like,
I think
like,
I can
hey,
win,
Mario,
you
like
to go
you
again.
Know, some of the stipulations that go around, they'll be like, okay, who driving the car? So if such and such is driving the car, oh, yeah, I'm going to try that because you driving the car. Does that make sense? So now they think it's better. The favor is in their favor, or they'll take the chance because you might mess up or whatever. You know what I mean?
Well, the way I look at it, Shannon, I ain't adapted to this new shit. Man, I'm from the school that I always thought I was the best driver once I was driving the car. So I really ain't give a fuck who driving the car or whatever. Now, listening to how they play the game, you may play the game like you care. Man, but if you're a driver and you driving your car, man, you supposed to think you the best in anything.
Hell yeah,
man,
you do.
You get whooped.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
You
don't get up there and think,
whooped.
Shit, he a professional
yeah.
driver. Hell no. I ain't never said no shit like that.
I ain't never said, man, I shit. Man, I think I'm the best.
Let me see who else is on here. Okay,
that's skin rule right there. Skin be like, man, Jenny Boom can't drive. Fuck him. Lock in. Skin going to say that in a minute.
This is true.
That's what you ought to be she asking can. That question to Skin.
Jeremiah, your mic is open. Let me see. Who is that? Cap 18, Steve, your mic is open too. Let me see.
Yo.
Steve. Okay, carry out. I can't believe y'all. Let me see. So, let me see. Terrio came on here talking about who he retired. I'm outdone with that one, number one. How can you retire somebody just because they ain't race? Uh-oh. Wait a minute, let me see. Y'all ain't got to get quiet. Let me see. They texting my phone. Let me see. Oh, my God. Vic, your mic is open. Let me see. Baby.
What's happening?
What up with it?
My shit.
Oh,
fuck them. They can't. They ain't nobody no better driver than me. Nobody. That's
there
the way
you,
I
oh,
feel.
Man. There you go. There you go.
Ooh, we.
That's the way I feel about it. Get up there. Show
there
me
you
go. Better.
There you go. There you go.
Uh-oh.
There you go. That's the mindset you're supposed to have. Shit. You ain't got that mindset. You fucked up in the game. That's gambling
man.
Any type of way you go gambling. You're supposed to say, man, you supposed to think you can win. Shit. You're supposed to think you
what?
Win. Shit. Until you got proven different. And
yeah,
then,
yeah. It sounds like you lost
you
the race before you even started. You ain't
then
for sure
go.
About the driving against
him. And if
you
get you hit
lost
upside the head.
Right.
And if you get hit upside the head, that's where the rivalry started at. You're supposed to have
exactly.
a real mindset, man, I'm fucking them up. Man, I'm getting my hit back. I'm fucking them up.
How's it a rivalry
if
they ain't gonna race you back, Terrio? If they ain't trying to race you, like,
I mean,
how's it a rivalry?
But because the other person won't let
it
be.
Correct.
There you go. There you go. It starts where Vic whooped my ass and me and Vic cool. But like, man, me and Vic gonna get mad shit. I own the one, man. If a motherfucker said, Man, if you get your ass whooped by a motherfucking Jayden, the best thing you do is y'all done became friends. That Jayden whooped my ass, and the first thing I'm going to come and say, I want to team up with Jay now, me and him cool. Hell, motherfucking no, man, you got to be out of your rabbit mind, man. Them rivalries, that's what keeps
well,
the game
say,
going.
Wait, Terrio, they say to... ass whoopers make the best friends. Is that true?
That's what cows do.
No.
If you a motherfucker,
you'd be my best
a man.
Right now.
There you go. That's where rivalry starts from, man. That will keep the game going, man. Shit. you want to get that hit back, man.
You ain't my best friend, is you, Sam?
Oh, no, you got a rabbit's foot. You got a rabbit's foot, a shoehorn. You got all them in your damn
pocket. It don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter.
No.
My whole
right,
thing is this. I whooped y'all fast car first, and then y'all going to trap me with a flowing car.
Ain't one of them, my friend. Not when it comes to racing. Shit. Uh-oh.
So that's what,
run
that's
me.
What,
your
that's
mic is open. I knew it was coming. Oh, shit.
You ain't no shit, Sam, with your slow ass.
Oh, man.
That goddamn Vic blows
is
your
that
ass out, Sam.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, that motherfucking Sam got his ass blowed out by the toe tag, baby.
Is this true?
What up, Shaggy? Hey, why that goddamn ass? I like what Vic said. He whooped the fastest car, and then they're going to try him with the slowest car. Boy, good God,
oh,
my.
Oh, happy day.
Brother Lee.
But you know what, though?
Oh, happy day.
Hey, Vic, he ain't done nothing wrong now. Because we got our ass whooped by the fastest car on Doty, and I went and got Carmel and beat them people's ass. So now they tried to pull off what I pulled off.
Sure did.
They tried to pull off what I pulled off, man. Still didn't work out for them. They got their ass pulled out.
Right, right.
Ain't nothing wrong with pulling them off.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. You know, that shit happened to the Trans Am boys,
hey,
too.
No, that's what I can't use. You ain't raised. I mean, I asked, what's the fuel? What's the fuel?
Hey, Sam, don't be cutting me off because this your show. Motherfucker.
Oh, I'm sorry.
For me, the feel is just racing, period.
Hey, Vic.
Yeah.
The Trans Am boy did the same shit. They beat the fuck out of Rob in his motherfucking car. Then we turn around and run them with the slower car, the cucumber, and blow their motherfucking ass out. Hey, it happens like this sometimes, man.
Yeah.
Don't tell Sam up too bad, man. It happens like this sometimes.
Nah, yeah. But, hey, so the fuel for me is just racing, period. I don't care who it is. If I'm going. It's just like they told me don't run. They kept telling me don't run Raylo. I ain't give a fuck about Raylo.
But listen, though, Vic. Hey, Vic. Toe tagger, the slowest car on town camping. Y'all won more races with the toe tagger than all that shit.
You are exactly right. You're exactly right.
You
are exactly right.
I watch it.
You're exactly right.
I couldn't believe it. I ain't going to lie. I couldn't believe it. Some of them are like, Vic got away again. Good God, oh my. Hey, Vic. You had the most fun with that slow motherfucker. Man, you had that 396 in there beating the fuck out them people.
Yes, sir. But there's two I got to get my lick back from.
Oh, shit. Who you got to get your lick back from?
Frank Farm and that goddamn, what you call it? What's his name with the boot? Shit. Hurting him. I want my lick back.
Oh, shit. Are you going to try to make your daddy?
Yeah, Day-Day. I ain't done shit. I ain't dead.
Okay. And who else?
I
you got Day-Day and who?
And Frank Farm. That all motor car.
Oh, yeah. Frank, no, I forgot
Camaro.
They blow their ass out.
Uh-oh. Yeah, Camaro.
That Camaro.
Okay.
That Camaro?
Yeah.
That Camaro went down there and found Vic ass in. Come here.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure did.
Went down there and found some Vic down there.
I won't try
what's
that
up,
again.
Sam? Zabo, talk to me.
What it do? What it do, baby?
Man, slow motion, man.
There go one of my nemesis. Hey, there go one of my nemesis right there, too.
Oh, man.
I want my lick back from that motherfucker, too.
Get ready for this Florida trip, Sam. Gonna kill me.
Who you locked in with, and what's the days and times? So we'll know.
I got a race every day except Sunday.
Okay,
hey,
well, who is
hey,
what?
We signed. We
yeah.
got Thursday. Thursday, I'm running Murdoch, giving him a back tie. Then Friday, I'm running this car called 2 Chainz out of Coupe Performance, still Team Signal. And I'm running this car Saturday called Black Plague. Give him a back tie. And I'm still looking for Biz. Any day of the fucking week. Biz better not breathe. He better not look the wrong fucking way.
Ooh,
I'm on Biz's ass like a back pocket. I dare him to say any fucking thing about racial.
Wait a minute.
Hey, Vic.
What?
Hey, Vic.
Yeah.
Hey, Vic.
Yeah.
Hey, Vic.
That's what we doing.
You just
That's
said
what we
that.
Doing.
You
hey.
Okay.
Said
You just said
yeah.
that you wanna get your lip back on this bitch ass baby. You never get it in Chicago.
Oh,
you gotta follow him. You gotta follow him around the world. He don't race
that's
in Chicago
right.
no more.
Hey, hey,
you
that's
know,
right.
Hey,
I'm not a local joker. I'm not a local joker.
Vic,
you're right.
Vic, I wanna whoop the shit right. out of this bitch. I wanna whoop the shit out of this bitch or get this bitch some more money. I want the rival to keep
you know
going,
got,
but this bitch
you know
don't run in Chicago
do.
No more. He ain't got no
you know
Chicago car.
Do.
His car don't run at the tracks in Chicago. So
yeah.
I guess that
it's bougie.
Hey, his ass killed the rivalry before it got started, man.
Right.
That's a damn shame, man.
No, I didn't. I tried to run you back the next day. You declined.
I didn't
yeah.
have no more
hey,
money.
We was locked in at Bobby Cole's race at the ring. I can't help that again, man.
Hey, you don't race in Chicago no more. So I'm on mute. I just had to let Vic
you
know.
Catch me at my
Vic said
no
that. But see, now Vic, he do travel, so he might be able to get your bitch ass. But I can't get your bitch ass no more because if you don't run in Chicago
no
more.
Hey, 2023,
hey,
we're going to try to get that nigga
well,
back.
Well, I'm DT ready, goddamn it.
2023,
hey,
we're
going to
try
hey,
to get
Bill.
That nigga back.
DT ready. Hey, Bill. Yeah. They look for you.
Biz, he talking shit too, Biz. This bitch
man,
talking
man,
too
man.
Much shit, Biz.
I'm going to tell you what I said. I said, if you look at me the wrong way and your car ready to go, I'm going to fuck you up. That's what I said.
Okay. Okay.
But you already knew
well,
that, though. So I ain't
right,
saying
right,
that
right,
you
right,
ain't
right.
already knew.
Right.
What's
right.
up, Paul?
So it take two, right?
Any
for
day.
Look at you
Any day of the week. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It takes two things. It takes for me to look at you wrong, and it also
right.
takes for my car to be ready, right?
Nah,
so
it just takes
things.
You to be ready to race me. Act like you on the race. That's how it takes.
That's the same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Me to look at you wrong,
yeah.
and for my car to be ready to race.
Mm-hmm. And you have some heart
noted.
Pressure. And you have some heart
man.
Pressure.
Hey, Zay. Who have you known me not to race? Who have
no,
you known
just,
me to run?
I'm just making myself. That's all. I'm just making
oh,
myself.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just like Facebook. You're just doing it for likes. Yeah, okay.
No, because I want to go to your ass. I'm ready to lock in. I'm DT ready. You not.
I'm not.
You meant for likes.
So what?
Right.
Yeah,
I'm DT ready.
I'm a cop and go.
Ain't nothing for likes about that. I'm ready to go.
A year and a half.
My
car
don't want to hear no
ballet.
I don't want to hear
you
play no. You
know what I'm saying?
Man.
Yeah,
that sounds
personal,
nigga.
It
personal.
Is personal.
What's up?
It's my problem.
I'm DP
it's my
ready.
Problem. So don't make my problems your problems. All right?
I'm DP ready.
Don't make
ready.
My problems your problems.
I don't want to hear no violin.
You DP ready? You DP ready?
I don't want to hear you
DP
play the violin.
You
for
know
you,
what
I know I'm ready. DP ready for
oh,
you.
Okay.
And
okay,
these other three lock-ins, I guess.
Just hold on.
Talk to me right there.
Just hold on.
Yeah.
Just hold on.
Okay.
I've been holding on.
Yeah. I'm tired of holding on.
Just like I hold on
to
you for 2 years.
No,
just like I hold on you
for
2 years. Nigga, please.
Liberty? Come on. I'm DP ready.
Okay.
Save a small talk. You let me know when you're ready.
I'm not ready.
I know.
But when I am,
I'm gonna bet anybody at the phone comes out here trying to run me.
Just, hey man, let me shake my car out.
I got 100. Let me shake anybody out here that man don't run from nothing in Florida, and it won't be because of me.
Oh shit!
Man, you ain't, that ain't nothing, man. That ain't nothing. That ain't nothing. That ain't nothing. It's easy to talk when a man.
I got a hundred to anybody. He don't run me down the floor, man. It ain't my fault.
Yeah. I'm going back. I got 500. You don't run frostbite. So what you saying?
I ain't locked in. I got three lock-ins already.
You ain't got me
but
locked.
You ain't frost. Hey, but you ain't frostbite though.
Yeah.
You no bite. You no bite.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
All bark, no bite.
I understand.
I'm going to you, man.
Yeah, because you ain't talking about nothing. You ain't talking about nothing.
You ain't talking about nothing. I got three locks. You ain't talking about nothing.
What is three lock-ins, Zay? What is that?
Last time I seen you, you were leaking. Hey, guess what? Hey, I ain't leaking that. And I'm
DC Ray. I'm talking with Silver Dollar. That booty hole,
man. That's gone and over. Yeah, what you doing?
The last time I seen you. So you
what you doing?
You ain't no damn gorilla.
You can't even get out the shop,
you
man.
Gorilla.
Stop it, man.
You ain't no gorilla.
You coming all the way to Florida to test, man. You a clown, man. You ain't
Hey, man. What I'm supposed to do, man? I gotta get my car to shop.
Did I call the show?
Beating on my chest, trying to lock somebody in.
I didn't call and lock you in. I said you better not act like you won the race.
Listen to what I'm saying. Have I been on these shows talking crazy? No, I got to get my car together.
Yeah.
But Sham sent me a text and said call the show, so I'm calling the show.
Right.
Let me get my car together. I'm trying to, Zay. Believe me, I'm trying to. Because what you doing, I'm doing more than you, nigga.
You crying about being in the car.
I'm talking about the way your car runs.
Oh, my car is fresh out. Oh, I haven't been out in 2 years. Nobody want to hear that crybaby-ass shit, nigga. Lock me in or shut up, nigga.
Every time you go to the track, you break something, nigga. You ain't did nothing, man. You ain't did nothing, man. You blew up two years ago and still ain't been out. No, you want the best of money, man?
Every time I break down,
money?
My shit fixed, nigga.
Oh, man.
Fuck you talking about?
Get your ass blown
every
out.
Time.
Get your ass blown out right after it.
Yep,
you
and it's fixed too, nigga.
Out.
I got some more money ready to get back up there with three more locks.
You ain't going to do nothing.
Yeah, I know.
You ain't going to do nothing. I know. You ain't going to do shit.
I'm DP ready, though.
Yeah, I understand, Zay.
I'm DP ready.
I'm going to shut him up, Terry. Homeboy. Yeah, what about the homeboy?
Man, that man ain't going to do shit. I got three lock-ins. He ain't trying to do nothing. I got a spot on any turn right here.
Yeah.
Right. Whatever you want to do, I'm DP ready. Any day. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Talk to me right there.
I understand. Yeah, I know. Lock me in right there. I'm going to talk to you.
You ain't talking about shit. Let's move on, Sam. Because he ain't talking about nothing.
Gotta shake my car. Gotta shake my car.
He ain't participated in no type of racing this year. Why is he even on the phone? Come on, man. Stop playing, man.
Oh, real serious.
You got to have oil pressure to win or lose, man, Sam. You can't do nothing if you crying about your car being in the shop. I'm on mute, man.
Only on the Big Sham Show.
I swear.
This song.
Oh, my goodness.
This song. Okay,
this is the driving force right here. That makes you, man, just want to get yourself together. Right there.
Like Sam, I'm trying to break a motherfucking neck,
but I'm going to get my neck broke one or two. Oh, man. Yeah, it's going to be very interesting.
Very, very interesting.
But that's what I understand, Sham. They get on here and say, yeah, you, last time you ran, you got fucked up. Now, I'll never talk about when I win. Man. That's crazy, man. It's how the world
turns. I think, you know, that, I think kind of universal.
It's funny.
You know? That's universal.
Nah, I have a problem with it. I love it. But see, it's even funnier when they have to talk about something that they couldn't do or how they never did. You know what I'm saying? Them be the one. That's where it's funny to me. You know?
Cool. They do it. It's probably when I do it.
Yeah. Possible.
So what you're saying is he couldn't beat you himself is what you're saying. So
he haven't never beat me. Yeah,
so that's
yeah.
what you're saying. People, that not just
right,
him. I'm
exactly.
not using, it, but anybody.
Yeah, just in general. Yeah. It'll be somebody who lost to me that'll be like, well, yeah, you got fucked up by such and such. Well, you didn't do it. So what? How much of a man did that make you know, somebody else getting a job done?
Oh, man.
That'll make me feel like less of a man. But I don't know. That's just, you know,
little bitch ass, hey, bitch ass baby. You never would be at the track. Hey, bitch ass baby, bitch ass baby,
listen at it.
You won the money. I disqualified myself. I red lit. Let both cars go down the track. You don't run in Chicago no more. Hey, at the beginning of the year, you said the Grove was your home track now. Bitch,
ooh,
I tried
okay.
to run your bitch ass at the Grove. I don't run at the Grove before they ain't got no group.
Hey,
what happened to the Grove being your home track?
The right group.
Oh,
yeah,
bitch, you saw I was coming up there. You saw I was coming to the Grove,
man,
and you knew I was coming up there.
And what happened?
I tried to run you. I've been trying to run you at the Grove for the longest. I've been trying to run you at the Grove.
When I tried to run you at the Grove.
When you tried to run me at the Grove.
What are you talking about?
Nigga, you ain't never tried to run me at the Grove. Nigga, you ain't never tried to run me at the Grove.
There.
You told me
there.
I was playing the game
you
with you about somebody driving
the car.
Now
he was playing the game.
I know that. Okay,
you
then. Right. Hold it. How am I saving the bar? I was playing the game with you. I wanted Pete to beat your ass first. I wanted Pete to beat your ass first, and then I was going to get in there and beat your ass.
I
was trying to milk you. Hold it. Listen, wait, hold it. Are you trying to beat my car or me? Are you trying to beat me or my car?
Listen up.
Hold it. Are you trying to beat me or my car?
When I was trying to run him.
Wait,
hold on. Let me talk to Shane.
Once you were trying
to
run me.
When I was trying to run you at the ground, you didn't want to drive.
I said I was
going to
let Pete drive. No, I didn't. No, I didn't want to drive. I didn't want to drive. I was playing the game with
your
bitch ass. I wanted to fuck
you
twice. I wanted to fuck you twice. Because I thought that you didn't care. Hold it. Hold it. Would you want to drive once y'all was out of town? Who was driving the car then? I wasn't there. Okay, hold it. Who was driving the car then? I thought that you wanted to whoop my car, man. I thought you wanted to whoop the donator.
Nah, I want to whoop you first, then I want to whoop whoever drives.
Well, see, I wanted Peter to whoop
you
first, then. Hey, but then once I saw that you wouldn't go after the game, after I saw that you wouldn't play the game, old bitch ass boy, I told you I was gonna drive.
How long after I tried to run you did you come with the
It wasn't long. It wasn't
how,
long.
How many months? How many
hey,
months after I tried
hey,
to run
it wasn't
you?
No
come
month.
Back with that?
It wasn't no month. It wasn't no month. It was weeks.
No, okay.
You said French, I said Spanish. It was weeks, you bitch ass little boy. I came in your turn. I came to everything you wanted. Me driving my car.
No,
me doing everything
you
wanted at the grill.
You will not get me on my slip and slack track. It's not gonna happen.
Oh wow. So you just came running in Chicago. That's what I was telling Vic.
Well, that's
you
what you
want to
say.
Okay. Hey man. It's a damn shame that you didn't build the car that came running in Chicago track.
No,
that's a damn shame.
It's a good shame because it don't cost you a damn. Hey, Terrio, it don't cost you a damn to stay out of
that money. Get that money, man.
It's free, nigga. Stand out my fucking man. It's free. You know,
I
want to
beat your ass. I want to beat your ass. I want you to beat. I want to beat your ass.
What that was the case.
Where did you whoop me at? Where did you whoop me at?
It don't matter.
Hello? Oh, it don't matter. You did you whoop me in Chicago? To do it for the home team again.
I want you
to do it for the home team.
I want you at 41 when they have the professionals prepping that Donnie race, okay?
Oh. But they had to prep for that, man, the trap was on kill, man.
Say that.
The trap was on
kill,
man.
You don't know what
kill
is because you slow.
The trap, man.
What are you talking about?
Okay, if I'm so. Okay, then we'll slow it down and whoop me. That's all you got to do is just slow your shit down and whoop me. That's all you got to
do. I don't do that.
No,
I'm turning
man,
up.
You
nigga.
A bitch.
All the way up.
You a bitch ass nigga.
All the
you
way up.
You can build a car that can't run in Chicago.
Me. I'm all the way up.
Hey, 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 hey. I'm
turn
not
down
diesel,
what?
Diesel ready, boy. Hey, man.
No, you're not.
You don't run in Chicago.
No,
you
fucking not. You
don't run in
no,
Chicago.
No, you're not, Terry.
Why come I'm not? Why come I'm not?
Because you're not.
Okay. Oh, because I won't go out of town?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm homegrown, man. I'm homegrown.
I'm not.
I'm homegrown.
I'm not.
Well?
I'm not.
Well? Well, you whooped me at home before. If you want to whoop me again,
okay.
Come home.
No,
okay.
I'm cool. Fuck you.
I'm cool, too. As long as I know that you can't. Hey, but you showing up
like,
coming to Chicago traffic to watch.
Oh,
man. Come on, man. How, man? Come on, man. Man, it's a damn shame that you can't raise at home, man.
I got bound. It ain't
it's
no
damn
for you.
Why not?
For you?
Why not? But I tell you what. At every race, though, you got your bitch ass there looking. You got your motherfucking bad pencil on paper
do
writing down looking, motherfucker.
I could do that, can't
Yeah.
Who gonna
evidently,
stop me?
You don't see something you
who
like.
Who gonna stop me, Tim?
You ain't gonna race.
Who gonna stop
you ain't gonna race in Chicago. You're
who
not gonna race
me
in Chicago. Me? Ain't nobody gonna stop you from looking, little baby. You can look, baby. But that's all I say. If you ever come home, man. Come
I can
home.
Make whatever choice I want to
with. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Ain't no
about
motherfucker help me with
or,
shit on my top
or,
with me.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Or the
bring your
we
other bitch ass friend, Scotty.
Amen.
Okay. Okay, man. Okay,
let the show
man.
Go on,
okay.
Man. We do this before
yes,
stuff, man.
Yeah, man. Come on the show. I need them ratings. Say that for more for the morning show.
Y'all feel better? Sam, you coming to Florida,
you
Sam?
Sam?
No, I can't afford it. I can't afford this. I can't even do it.
Oh man,
y'all tell me all about it.
You'll see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all. What time is that race Thursday? What time is
it? I don't know, Sam. I got to check my palm pilot.
Mine.
Freddy,
uh-oh,
talk to me.
That sound like that goddamn push mic. That sound like that goddamn
mine.
Push mic.
Mo Free, is that you?
Yeah, mine.
Man, what happened? Hey Fred.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you was gone for a long, long time. What made you come back? What drove you to come back?
What you mean I was gone?
I'm saying you done had your car out for it was a little while before you had the car out. What made you bring your car out? What was the driving force?
Yeah, he got ready. Shit.
Oh man, it got ready. Oh,
yeah, it was time to come out. I was trying to do something.
Man, But I want to say this. I want to say this one thing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
We ain't running in no slip and slide track. You know what I mean? So a motherfucker got to come to 131 or further.
That's right.
You know,
that's right. Good luck, is all I can say. Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Hey. Yes, sir. You know,
it should be very interesting.
I'm saying the least. I'm just sitting here smoking me some riff for listening to y'all talk shit.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, let me hear that.
I'm a motherfucker right now.
Man, let me hear that, Freddie.
May the crush be with you.
I tried to call you Tuesday. You ain't answer the phone.
Man, you ain't made no motherfucking
cake,
man.
Hey, Sam. That's all good. Hey Sam, I got somebody that's got the cake that's better than yours, Sam.
Oh, well, where they at? I love it. Where they at?
It's your arch nemesis.
Who? Who is my arch nemesis?
Oh, Rob, man. Oh, Rob.
What? Rob,
yeah.
Rob baking cakes
now? Oh,
Rob.
Oh, Rob made some good old 7-Up cake, man.
Man, yeah. Rob ain't Rob. Made no damn cake.
Don't
you
tell
a lie.
That,
I don't believe
it. Hey,
Sam.
Hey,
Sam, I swear to God, I bullshit
you. You saw him make it. You was there when he made it.
He gave me a slice of it. What you mean?
That don't mean he made it.
I ain't never seen you make yours, man.
I know damn well you ain't talking about no damn snowball cake. Quit playing with me.
Nah, it was good though. For real. Shocking.
Oh man. Hey, I love it. That's a good thing. So you ain't got to worry with me. That's even better.
I bust out. You ain't made no cake in 2 years.
Man, you're right. You sure right.
That's yeah, but Sam, you ain't keeping it real, Sam. You told us you was gonna make us that goddamn cake.
I tried to call you Tuesday, Freddie. You ain't answer. I told you. I tried to call you Tuesday. You ain't answer.
Man, come on, Sam.
Nah,
you know goddamn
Sam,
way you ain't trying to call.
Don't do that, Sam.
I was gonna have
man.
You take me to the store Tuesday, Freddie.
Hey, man, you ain't got the lot to kick.
Oh, my God. I done heard everything. He said, Rob, make a cake now. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I done heard everything. Oh, wow.
Man.
I'm excited, though, Sam. I'm ready to get on. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Man. Yeah, well, we the time is getting short now. It's at the end. We at the end, so I'm anticipating it's gonna be the people that you're looking for. They gonna be there, or the people that you ain't looking for. Somebody gonna be there. Great.
Yeah.
We shall see. Gotta lock in every day. So that's. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That should be very interesting. We shall see.
I know James. I think James Black locked in. Where Meatball and them go? I know James Black locked in with somebody down there too.
Yeah, I think Black got two locked in. Vaughn got I think two. Vaughn got three locked in. The grandson.
Yeah. This is true. Y'all go down there.
I think James Black on. I think James Black still on. I think he on.
Is he on?
What?
Black, you on the mic?
Yeah, going to get it in,
Well, y'all go down there and take care of business.
Yes, sir.
We are the show. Where we go?
Oh man, I just got quiet on this thing, son.
Yeah, y'all just disrupted the whole show.
Let me see.
They gotta be scared.
Don't get scared, nothing.
Let's go back to the board. I don't even know. I ain't been on the board. Shaky, you on the mic? Is anybody?
Yeah, I'm here, Bob.
Oh, okay. Anybody? No, ain't nobody in queue. All the mics are open.
Anybody?
Yeah, all the mics is open. Y'all done got quiet. Y'all done already? Unbelievable. What time is it? Question.
They still eating on them Thanksgiving leftovers, huh?
Man, that junk, man. After the next day, it's over with. It is over. Don't nobody want no Thanksgiving left over after the next day. It's over with.
Hey, the motherfucker that got high, that's what it is.
Hey,
Sam. Yes, sir.
My boy Sick King still eating chillin' from Thanksgiving.
Oh, no,
man.
No good well, he ain't.
Not
oh, my
the body noodles.
Man, ain't no way. A week later, I swear, next day it's over with. You that one time,
it's
and
over
then
with.
It's dead after that.
Yeah.
It's sure dead. No way.
I don't want no
Yeah, what, 3 weeks later? Christmas coming, you're going to be, man, right in that same vein somewhere.
Same shit.
Oh, no. Man. Well, it's only two times a year, so I guess it just so happened to be a month apart from each other. I just can't see it.
I can't see it. Oh, man.
Well, y'all quiet. Y'all are.
How many of y'all you that nice and bob?
Huh?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Look at Ruh. Come on with it, Ruh.
Good evening. I had
good
a question
evening.
For is Zay still on the phone?
Yeah, what up?
Good evening, sir. My question is, I know you done raced a lot. Have you ever drove through, like your car was like moving around and you drove through it, or if it ever has moved around, or have you lifted?
So are you saying down the track? Or like within the
yeah.
first 60, like
if you,
within the first
track,
60 feet.
Do you feel, and then move around, do you feel comfortable, did you feel comfortable enough to drive through it?
Well,
have you been
the thing is, a radio don't move around like a slick wheel. So it's very, you know what I'm saying? It's a total different feeling from a slick. So it's not nothing unless the car is completely out of shape. Then you could drive through it. You could drive through a situation easier on the radio than you can on the slick. That's what I was saying. But both of them can be bad depending on how severe, you know, it is, you know, left or right or whatever the case may be. But 9 times out of 10, once the radio is stuck and you go on, you pass 200-300 feet, it ain't too much going to move around like that. You see what I'm saying? To where it's slick,
well,
you can feel them slip. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So, like a slick, the slick not having a stiff sidewall and whatnot like a radio, you could feel it moving around. You know what I'm saying? I know exactly what you're talking about, but you don't feel that with a radio, though, because it don't.
So
do
you
that.
Have, so you have experienced that, right?
The next with the wood. Yeah, I have experienced it. Yeah.
So, but were you comfortable enough to drive through it?
Yes. Yes. Now I done been in a car with big tires and wheelie bars, to where I wasn't comfortable enough to drive through them, because it felt completely, you know, it felt like it was, you know, one wrong move and it got away from it. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, it's,
you said wait. Let me. Oh, I'm sorry. You said the big tires was less. You felt less comfortable than on a small radio tire.
Yes. Yes.
That's interesting.
And the reason being is that the big tire is so soft. The sidewall is soft. You run them at low air pressure already. You know. 7, 8, 9, 10 pounds of pressure, whatever. So naturally, it's just, you know, it's gonna move on, you know. And I don't like that feeling. And I did get off the gas when it started feeling funny to me. I'm like, well, I don't like this. But a radio tire feels like a Cadillac compared to a slick. And you can ask anybody.
That's interesting. Who else on here drove on the radio before?
What
I'm
driving is that.
I ain't gonna say that's true. That ain't 100% true. I don't go for that one.
Well, Vic, my big tire car
was always more stable than a small tire car.
What radio car?
Well, radio car drive way better than slick any day. Crazy.
Exactly.
That's y'all preference.
Hey, Vic, what radio car have you drove? Radio car. To make that comparison.
I drove a few of them. The couple Monte Carlos we got. I mean, I done drove a few of them.
It depends on the car. How do you know that your car was set up right, Vic?
My car was set up right.
If you drive on the radio, you will never drive on the radio. If it was set up right, you wouldn't have said what you just said, Vic,
if it was set up right.
Dude, let me tell you something. What I said was my big tire car.
Hold on, Vic. Street King, I keep hearing you.
Done.
You saying that this, so you saying the same thing about a radio tire? It's like driving. It's
drive really like smooth, a Cadillac. Just like the man said, it drives like a Cadillac, man. And it drives like a Cadillac. It don't cascade upstairs or none of that.
As long as you can stay stuck. Long as you stay stuck.
Now, that's the problem, because people, that thing will get away from you so fast that you won't know it. You won't get out the gas. Just spin around on you.
Yeah.
But a slick.
And that's
thing
I was
saying. Yeah, when it's like, get unstuck. A drag radio, if you used to drive a slick, you probably wreck that motherfucker. Because I wrecked one before, a little wheel car. That bitch got away from me so fast, I didn't know. Fucking start spinning the tire. I didn't see it. I didn't feel it.
Are you talking about a little slick?
It was 40 degrees, 38 degrees. That bitch got away, I tell you. I put it in high gear. I put it in high gear, and that bitch went to spin the tire out there. As soon as I stuck it in high gear, I spun around.
What you talking about?
I crashed. No, I was on the radio. First time I ever drove a radio car. I drove a little wheel car. I come right off a slick car. I drove his Mustang, the mouse, when he first had that small block in it.
So you're saying if you change over to a radio, you have to change kind of like your driving habits on the slick.
I mean,
the
when you feel a tire getting away from you, it'll knock the tire off.
It's a totally different ride, man. It's a different procedure, like everything. The air pressure is higher, so naturally the car is going to be stable because the air pressure is much higher anyway.
Higher.
Radial construction, the construction of the tire is more rigid. So it's no movement in the back end once you go on real, real fast up top. It don't start shaking.
You got a big
like
tire
slick
car. Nah, that's bullshit.
Man, I had big tires on my car. I'm telling you.
I drove a big tire car. I'm telling you. I didn't been fast in my big tire car.
I ain't going to argue with you. Go get any of them other
cars.
It's about
experience.
I mean, that's you, but I bet you get 10
that's
guys.
That's what I'm saying.
It's probably me. One guy like you going to say that, but the rest... You'll never want to go back to a radio, especially when you get that time slip if your shit right. I bet you won't go back to a slip. Period.
Never.
But as long as you can get a good track to stick that motherfucking tire, you're going to be at that bitch. That's why niggas chase the motherfucking track that's prepped good. They chase them, man. That's the reason why.
Now, I'm going to say this. On a small and a small... And a radio, like say for instance a 10.5 slick and a 275 radio. The radio is gonna be stiffer, yes. But you said y'all comparing a small tire to a big tire.
Yes, the small tire radio.
Than
a big tire.
That's in the car. Cause my big tire car don't move around.
Well, maybe it was just slow, right? I'm just messing with you.
I bet you can't move my big tire car. Nah, and I bet you don't move none of it either. Nah, since it's slow.
You said what?
I bet you can't move my big tire car. That's what I said.
I bet you.
That's what I'm saying. That slow ass big tire car that he drove ain't shit. If he talking about Cadillac car.
You don't know what kind I drove. Now back to you. What big tire car you got? My Camaro is not ready yet, but it'll be ready next year. How you spraying, or you on horsepower? Man, I'm spraying. I get you fucked up with a 484 car.
Man, what are you talking about?
With your good talking
car. No, you.
Okay,
I'm talking about you.
I got a street car. Why would I run a big tire car, man? Listen how you sound.
You just said my car was slow. So I said I was just playing, and you got in your feelings, saying I'll fuck you up. Okay, whatever.
I was cracking a joke, man. You got in your feelings.
Okay, I'm in my feelings. But anyway, like I said, I'm going to show you something. Hey, next year I'll be back to see you.
I came right back and said I was just fucking with you. As soon as I said
okay,
it was
good.
He did.
It's good. But it's just like this. I'll be to see you next year on the
But anything time. On anything on Love Ties, you can't breathe loud.
I hear you. I see you. I see you in 2023.
Man, you said that last year, man. I don't want to hear that.
Man, I had, man, don't even try it. Fuck everybody know I had cancer this year, so I didn't do shit.
I'm not talking about this year. Look, Vic, I know you wasn't even racing this year. I'm talking about the year you was racing, the year before last.
Yeah, and we tried you, and we lost.
Yeah.
You got an
ass. I'm wet. Yeah.
Y'all come back and get some more. Hey, let me ask y'all radio guys.
Come on back, get some more.
I'm coming back.
Hey, let me ask y'all radio guys a question. Where y'all have to be specifically at a radio prep track?
I mean, you don't have to, but I mean, people try to go fast as they want. They car can go. Nobody don't like turning no shit down. See, that's the whole point of building a car. But you know, it ain't too many tracks down here that are willing to do that. But only at events.
See, that's the problem with that though. If you're on radios and you race around here, like just say 41 of the Grove or something like that, you gotta turn your car down just to even go down the track. To whereas if you go anywhere else, you turn them up. You know what I'm saying? All the way up. And that's the problem with around here. There's nowhere to race.
Then you fuck around.
If you're on
get out there and bring that shit on and then tow your shit up, fucking around.
Yeah.
It ain't worth taking a gamble.
It ain't even worth the risk. The risk ain't worth the reward. Like,
no.
You know what I'm saying? That's why you don't see many people racing around here on radio.
But only at events when they prep the track. Who prepping? That's the first thing they say.
You go anywhere else, there's gonna, you know, you go with that 41 tuner, you're gonna get fucked up.
Well, how the hell Bill Houghton go as fast as he did on the radio at 41?
You said who?
With a turbo cop, Bill Houghton with a turbo cop, went as fast as he did.
What you mean, Vic?
I bet he'd have went somewhere else and went faster if he turned it all the way up like he's supposed to. Told you he can go down any track, man.
Yeah, that's all I understand what you're saying, Vic. Like, I bet you ain't been as fast. I bet you ain't broken no records or nothing like that.
Yeah, Mike, you got to watch them.
But you know what?
Yeah, if
you're
Mike, say boom.
If you gotta go only to certain tracks and you stay here, doesn't that limit your racing time?
Yeah, that's
not
why
really.
You can build another car for down here. But you can change your car around. It ain't nothing but
go ahead,
but nobody don't want to do all that, man. So we just bring another car.
Right,
they ain't racing up there, no. Hey, they ain't racing up there.
Ain't nobody racing out there.
What are you missing?
We ain't missing nothing. We ain't missing nothing.
I get what you're saying.
Soon as you go down,
man, don't do that, man.
How much?
As soon as you go down, they gonna say, "No, I don't want none of that anyway."
Right.
Don't really matter.
Vaughn, your mic is open, Vaughn. Yak, your mic is open too.
Ask Vaughn that question about a radio and a slick. He was on the slick before. Now he on radio. Hey, Vaughn.
As soon as you make your first pass, you're going to tell the difference.
I told you.
But see, that's the difference, though. You talking about a small tire.
Hey, man,
we got to have
fun in a few months, man.
A big tire versus a small tire.
I'm talking about versus big tire too. I would drive big tire cars too, Vic. Can you think about it like this? It's like even though you're going straight, you never feel like you're under stress. That's why, like you said, you turn your car before you know it, because like you really never feel like you're under stress. Like you never feel like the the past is going bad. Like, it feel, it's like a different feel.
I'm telling you, it's a totally different feel, man.
Like I said,
anybody
talking
on a radio, a slick tire to a radio, they going to know the difference.
Yeah,
tell
I
you,
agree
Bub
with that.
Drove,
but
look,
I agree
Bub
with that whole heart.
We
had a slick on the silver car, and then when we went to Memphis, we couldn't get down the track. We bought a radio, put on the car, and it was a night and day difference. I agree with that, but that was a small tire. That's what I'm saying. Small tire versus
right.
big tire. I agree with all you, everything y'all saying. But I'm just saying, me personally, I never had a problem with my big tire being unsafe.
I didn't think big tire cars
so Vic, let me ask you this, Vic. Do your big tire car like a Cadillac?
I do. Yeah.
So you don't have to do no drive, no stop.
No. No.
Okay.
I done been 460 in my car.
Damn.
That's it. But I'm talking about you ain't running 460s on motors. You ain't running 460s on motors. I'm talking about a horsepower.
Hey Vic, that's crawling if that's all that's
problem. You can call it what you want. You ain't been 460 on motors. I guarantee you that.
I thought y'all was going to call name numbers.
Man, we talking about a big time car versus...
He talking about a car that he chose the times with, not the type of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
You might have a point if you compare your pro stock car with big tires to y'all Mustang. Might have a play. I don't know. I never drove a fucking no fucking your car like a fucking pro stock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Vic, that don't count, man. You got a pro mod,
but if any other car you go from a slick to a radio, I don't care what you say. That bitch drives totally different on a radio.
Definitely.
I'm telling you.
Like
you can reach over there and turn the radio on
What happens? Do you think you got better recovery with a slick or with a drag radio?
With a slick?
Depends on the track.
It depends. Because Big Chef, you could get into tire shake with a big tire, and it shut off the whole power and everything.
You damn right.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying if you got a 10-50 slick and a 10-50 drag radio, and you get loose, which one is better, you think, when the car get loose? Well, Chef, it
depends
on what you get loose at. Yeah, it's too many variables in it.
Right. It depends on the truck.
Now, are you saying from the hit, Chef, like as soon as you let the button go, or down the track? You got to be more, you know.
Well, if it get loose down the track, I'm saying down the track. If you riding and the car get funny, you know, if it moves.
Sam, it's kind of easy, like a radio car. If it knocks a tire off up there, you just get out the gas and let the tire stop spinning and nail it. It's going to pick that front end up and go down that track. Simple as that. That bitch going to pick the front tire up and go down the track. But if you catch that thing still spinning, it's going to knock the tire off again. It's going to keep knocking it off.
Yeah. Or if it knocks the tire off as soon as you let the button go, if both of them knock the tire off as soon as you let the button go, I'm going to say the slick going to recover better.
Yeah, the slick down there, but
the slick ain't gonna knock it all the way off like a radio.
Yeah, radio been spun around on your ass. You stay in the gas long enough.
Yeah.
It's tricky. I mean, you learn the motherfuckers. They tricky as hell.
Go back in your seat, man.
But all this shit is tricky if you doing anything.
So ultimately, you just saying that drag radio is a firmer ride than a slick. Is that what y'all saying? You said it's like kind of like a firmer ride.
Yes, glad.
I mean, your whole car sounds totally different on the radio going down the track. I'm telling you,
that vibrates, all that shit. You don't hear none of that shit. Feel like you can put your hand over the goddamn seat on the other side and just drive.
On that road, you can drive the steering wheel with one finger going down the track.
Sound crazy, but he ain't lying, man.
No
sound
cap.
Crazy, he's not lying.
You got that brake power. Hey, unless it go to power, Willie, at 3:30.
You just tap the gas a couple times. Bye bye.
Sam, you seen that? Did you see that car that Tate ran against that man by the bastard? That started flying like that. It went up into the wheel stand and then I just took it all the way up and it. When you going them type of fast though, that's the scary part to me, you know, about the radial tires. When they start doing them power wheelies 200 feet down the track, and you can't really do nothing. Yep.
Which one is a better tire? The Radio Pro or the Pro Bracket?
Depends on the track.
Depends on where you're racing at.
Depends on the track where you're racing at.
Depends on the track. It depends on the car.
A pro bracket is like a mix of a slick
and a radio.
A big slick.
Correct.
And a radio. There you go.
It's got a radio sound.
The bracket.
They got slick compound
look,
with radio construction.
Compound.
Radio sidewall. Correct.
Hey, look. Hey, Sam. If you show up at Ducks Race, you gonna have that motherfucker bad tire on there with them slicks in it.
Yeah, that pro radio, that 275 on there.
That's what you want to show up at Ducks Race with. Well, Bobby Cole,
yes,
they're gonna have that motherfucking track prepped to death.
Yes, sir. Put them radios on there, y'all. Get ready, y'all. Got time?
Hey, well, Sam, let me ask you this, Sam. Why is like around here the only places where they still even run a slick?
What'd you say?
Well, 90% of the race world has converted over to regular.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And the 10% is just here in the Midwest, it seems like. You know?
Is that true? Is that just where you've been going?
Hell yeah, it's true.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I'll answer that. Can I answer that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Come on, my brother.
Yeah,
the
tracks up here, are not prepped good enough for no radio. It's as simple as that.
Why is that? Why do you think that is? I'm gonna say.
Because the track is not catered to no. They're not catering to no radio crowd.
Oh, okay. But if majority of the race world has looked that way, don't you think they will follow suit to try to get the race world to come this way?
That's true, but everybody is not. Yeah, you got a lot of people that still bracket racing, and they don't care nothing about no radio.
Right.
They're worried about consistency.
Right.
What's that? I mean, it's different areas, different eras.
That's why the Midwest has always been behind.
Right, because it's not as many. I mean, don't get me wrong when I say this, but it's not as many radio cars
Wait,
and stuff like that
what,
in
what,
the Midwest.
The Midwest behind. How could you say that?
What do you mean, how, Sam?
I'm saying most every time somebody from here, including yourself, that has converted or did whatever they need to do radio wise, they always compete at a high level when they go everywhere. So that I think I think it's a choice. I think up here, majority of the people no radio.
I'm about to give you
that's
you
why
an example,
the tracks ain't converting over, because 90% of the people up here, they got a slick on.
Well,
that's why.
You know what?
They behind. They behind. That's why.
The other reason is a lot of people can't afford
to get them to their car to put a radio on.
Well, you got a lot of people that can't afford to go down south at a good track, you know, and run their team. So you're going to stick with a slick, and the track is, that's what it's prepped for, slick.
That's why the Midwest ain't where it's at now, because everybody got to go down south.
Right.
But check this out. So let's take the radios out the equation. When everybody from the south used to come up here, they used to come up here and dominate. Can y'all agree with me on that? Well, everybody was on slick, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Can y'all hear me? Y'all still there or no? I don't hear nothing.
I'm right here, man. I hear you, man. I hear you, bro. Come on, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's
about
that, bro?
Even
wait. Who is everybody? Everybody. Who is anybody besides 7 Up? Who came up here and dominated?
Sam, you know when the South, when the people from the South.
I said something. Name me somebody else besides 7 Up that came up here and dominated. You said dominate.
I just said the South. I'm not going to get into particular.
The South.
That's
a broad statement. I'm saying I can name one person that came up and dominated, and that was 7 Up. That's it.
It's been more than 7 Up, Sam.
Name somebody else. I'm waiting. And like you say, I'll wait. Name somebody.
Rambo came up here. Cold Killer came up here. King Kong came up here.
King Kong. That was King Kong. It wasn't Shorty. That was King Kong.
Okay.
Shorty wasn't around yet.
Yeah.
Who was that talking?
Because I lost mine.
Wait, they dominated or they won a race?
Is that Zay? Is that Zay
talking? Yeah, yeah.
This meatball, because shit, they paralyzed Bill's ass at 41.
Who
are
you talking to?
Okay,
I lost my damn money.
What happened? Wait, hold on. What happened with who was the baddest G body in the world at one time?
Cold
Mississippi Joe.
Daye.
Mississippi Joe.
No.
Gangsta
Boo.
Gangsta
Boo. Gangsta Boo lose the race. Hold. Gangsta Boo lose the race up here.
No.
Yeah.
That was Gangsta Boo too. That was Gangsta Boo too.
Hold on. Who was that talking? Who said that was a Gangsta Boo too? That wasn't a Gangsta Boo too. That was the original Gangsta Boo. That beat Plumber Kevin out.
Yeah. It got away.
That was the original Gangsta Boo.
So I was just trying to refute what you said, Zay, but go ahead.
But the point I was making, hey, Sam. But you know I'm right, though, Sam. They always been faster, though, Sam.
No, I disagree, but go ahead. I'm going along with what you said.
Man, you know, hey, Sam, I wish you would stop acting crazy.
What's wrong with you, big Sam? He ain't got to stop
you
acting
know what
crazy.
I can say.
Don't beat his ass, Zay.
You know what I will say though, hey Zay, you know what I will say?
What up?
Danye was
what
battling
up?
With some, I will say Danye was battling
yeah.
with some people, but I ain't gonna he
that
was
it.
Battling but like other than
yeah.
that was it. Other than that we ain't had to make shit.
And
Rambo
didn't dominate when he came up here. paralyzed. We paralyzed Rambo's ass.
Yeah, that's another one.
Joe D.
Okay.
I remember that.
Yeah.
They
saw
I
that
remember that.
Yeah, I did with that yellow
car.
Car.
No.
Yeah.
They was on small tires.
I know
we. They was on little
tires. What? Oh, Lord.
They was on little tires.
No, he wasn't. He was on the big tire.
He was on
20.
He was on
29.
No,
he
had no
big
tires
on him. Man, go back and look at the video. I'm just fucking with
him
because
he
got paralyzed.
Hey, Vic, he ain't had no Willy bars on that car?
It don't matter what he had. He got paralyzed.
I just said those little tires. You said no, they wasn't. That's all I'm saying.
I remember what size tire was. You just said that Rambo came up here and dominated. No, he didn't.
Nah, not that much. Anyways, my point I was making, Sam, is the South always been fast. Okay? I know what the people have to go refute that, but okay.
Okay.
They can't
refute. Say so.
They can't.
Well,
they fast
always
because they have
faster.
Hey,
how did Don Ye go down
they
there and kill everybody that was
there?
Ho. I'm saying,
they have,
how did
we not, I'm not, you pointing out one individual cop, Sam. I'm talking about in general.
Yeah, but you can't even name a whole bunch of people that was even going down there.
Oh, my
at
God.
One time.
You, Sam, you making it more complicated than what it is.
No, I'm really not. You generalizing, saying that we collectively are slower, and I'm saying
yes.
We don't even race all year round, Sam. We only race four or five months
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So naturally, they're going to be faster anyway. Because they got more time to be
okay,
faster.
Okay, so sit, hold on, Zay. Hold on. What you going down there for then?
Shit. To race?
Why? They faster. So what?
No, they ain't.
What you fooling with them for?
I race down there, though.
Hey, him and Zay is totally different people.
Huh?
I race down there, though, sir.
He going to test like this. No.
Shit. You shitting me.
Hey, Sam. Hey, Sam. I think Zay sees something. I think he sees something.
Hell he sees yeah. something off the trailer. Your mic is open. What you see? What he see, Meatball?
I think he sees I'm
he see a, duck.
I think he see a duck.
Hey. Hey, Leon, say y'all been talking about Tigers, and y'all ain't going to do no damn race.
I hear a lot of them over here. They talk about these tires, these radio tires.
But why
can't people have what they want in their cars? Because they ain't never seen all the fast cars win races. And,
this ain't
nothing nobody told me. I was at Duck Race and I seen a whole fucking event with big tires and Willy bars. You go to my live feed, you'll see them. Some 520s and some 6.0s running on that glue at Radio Versus the World.
Don't
right,
please me.
Right,
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 right.
We just said it
right.
That's what we were
no,
about.
I know that. But, hey, if you notice something about the radio stuff, you radio guys doing less racing. Number one. Gas too high. A lot of them was running up down that highway and put the brakes on with these diesel trucks.
Leon, don't get on here like you got to protect the big tire, Leon. You ain't the president.
No,
the president.
Hey, Vaughn, let me tell you something, Vaughn. I have never stopped racing. I never stopped getting racist. When I stopped getting racist, maybe I change, but I'm not going to change because Tom, Dick, and Harry changing.
Right. I feel you. I'm just fucking racist.
So if I'm still getting racist, why should I switch over? They still racing me.
Hey, Shannon. What's Shannon at?
Yeah.
I got a question for you. Do you think core of our grub cars in the Midwest can compete with the cars down south?
No.
Depending on where you go. Depending on where you go. I think you can. You know why? It's just like what they, the people that's on the radio, they scared to death of going on a regular track. They ain't going to do it. So, and the vice versa, if the advantage is that a radio prep, they ain't going to go. So that ain't, it's just not going to happen.
Hey, Shannon, you said a regular track or a radio track?
A regular track. They not going to go on no regular track.
And the ones up here,
they ain't going on no radio track.
What's your irregular track?
No, I'm saying a flick prep track.
Non-prep. Light prep. Because they do prep it. It's just not
a flick prep. They say a flick prep.
Yeah, it's a flick prep.
Flick prep. That's what they call a flick prep. Nah, I guess.
It's more cars in the South racing around the world than it is anywhere. There's more cars down South racing. There's more cars in the South to race with compared to up here. We just started doing what they're doing. Y'all won't tell the truth. That's what we're doing. We just started doing what the South doing. You only have one or two people up here was on radio time. Everybody else is on slick. And they stopped following everybody. But a lot of them stopped taking a break. I'm getting on that highway. You know what it's called.
Why they stop?
That pocket. Going to races ain't racing nobody. You just going out and just you get tired. Your pocket will let you know. You got a $100,000 car set up at the ride and can't go downtown and race nobody. Because it costs us too much. I'd rather stay at home and race at home and pick up the peanuts. Just still getting racing.
Hey, Leon.
Hey, you know what?
A lot of guys ain't going to do that. You know why? Because they used to a certain number when they go to that good track. And they ain't going to no.
Okay, let me ask you something. What's the difference when you like that number? You say that good number, right? But what's the difference when you get to a good track and you're knocking them off? What number are you getting out of that then?
No, I agree.
Tell me you're getting out of then. The track ain't no good, and they got the motherfucker looking like a marble show.
I just think.
Sometimes you gotta do your own work. Stop following everybody else.
Everybody just needs to stay in their own class and stay in their own lane. That's all.
That's right.
You know, like, ain't nobody should knock nobody program. Just stay in their lane. If you run the drag radio, that's all you go run. That's all you do. If you run a big tire, the Willie Bar, or the slick, it ain't got to be a big tire. I never ran on the drag radio.
I drove a couple cars on radio. Big Drag had a radio car before anybody had one down and went to California and bought one. But it wasn't that popular up here. It was popular in California. But I tell you one thing about the radio car. These suckers putting a lot of money in their cars and doing less racing.
These ones, they right down there.
You can't whoop nobody.
Hey, Leon.
Who is it? Hey, Leon.
Yeah.
Hey, you done drove a slick car, and a radio car, right? I know you done drove a radio car. Is a radio car smoother than a slick car or a big car, in your opinion?
They feel the same to me. Only thing about a radio tire, if that bitch get loose, your ass on it, you 90% chance to take a rat. I think Drag Nova comes from Vegas. What was that? Drag had an orange Nova come from California, bought it. A radio tire car. That thing back then was going in the 490 with two systems on it. when that shit came on, that shit went around the circle. It spun around the circle on me. And it wasn't nothing wrong with the track. It was just they turned it up too fast. You need help. But each his own. Everybody do what they want to do. I tell you one thing, radio is stop less racing. And then you go out of town, your chest like a duck just to make your car work.
I never put no slicks on my car.
Ain't no difference.
Ever in life.
It's no difference to me. Because you leave here, and you go to a track, and you test the whole weekend just to make your car go down the track.
Hey, what you just said? What you say?
I never put no slicks on my car.
Hey, Joe, you want to know the thing? My car seemed like it slowed down almost 2 tenths. I put a slick on the car. I never go back.
I don't care if you got a fucking radio, if you got a radio or a slick on your goddamn car. If you too goddamn fast, you ain't gonna get no races in the city no way. So you might as well put a radio on and go race them.
Yeah, they not doing no racing up here. I'm promising that.
No racing. So why would you design your shit? Then you over a certain amount of speed, you know.
Why is it that you got rape? Not a person can have radios on their car and go down south and be down there from Wednesday or Thursday to fucking Sunday and then don't race no damn body. How do you do that?
It ain't like that, Sam.
I can't relate to that person.
I'm not going
out of town no goddamn well without racing no damn body. Unless my car breaks. That's gonna happen.
Right. So I'm not going out of town without a license. First, let's start right now.
Okay, hold. So you can have a lock in and still don't race no damn body. So if you had an optimal track, you don't want to race up here. Listen to my question. If you going somewhere, you say that you don't want to race up here. I'm just using for an example, or not a non-slick track. And you go to a slick track, and your car, you locked in, since you say locked in, and then you there Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's 3 days. We're not even going to include Sunday. But you don't race nobody. So if you got all the people and they racing so tough down south, and you there for 3 days and your car ready to go, why you don't race nobody?
I can't relate.
If you did that for 3 days, you ain't had no attention.
So
you ain't had no attention on race.
So
what?
Okay, yeah. Zay, you saying that you ain't never went nowhere and was there for at least 2 to 3 days and didn't race nobody?
And my car was working every day that I was there? No.
Okay.
No. Okay, so that's the same thing. If you go to the track with a slick car and your car don't get off the line, that's a Band-Aid. We're going to use a Band-Aid. Band-Aids.
Hold on. Can I ask you this question? Sam, let me ask you this question. How can your car not get down the track if your program
is together and you at the optimum track that you want to be at?
A lot of people's programs ain't together. You said the magic word. If your program is together, a lot of people's programs ain't together. So you mean to tell me that
you don't go 10 to 12 hours away and your program ain't together?
Some people do.
No.
Hell yeah.
That's retarded. That don't even make sense. Yeah,
people. Man, we got all the background noise, man.
Yeah,
come on, man.
You ain't lying, man. Who just came with that radio shit?
I'm going to look for it. Had something good going on, but somebody come with that stupid shit.
Damn.
Go ahead, Meatball. Yeah.
Hey, Big Sam, let's just say, I'm just going to use for an example. I'm going to use this for example. Let's just say Ray Charbonne and Zay, let's say they go to 41. They go out there, they don't get a race. What's the difference of them going out of town? They say they get better action out of town.
The difference is
Good report. The difference
good report.
Is you say that
I ain't
you,
have to go
you
there.
Can see 41. You can you can have an excuse at 41 because you're saying that it's not, you know, if you come to 41, you're looking for some action, you might not get none. But if you go to this ultimum track, the track where, it's killer, and you got all these people down there that's racing so much, if it's a lot of people down, you can get action, how can you not get no action?
I just think they got a better chance of getting action down there than up here, because ain't nobody gonna leave them up here.
You
like
ain't gotta leave okay, it. Look at Jay. They got three lock-ins already.
Hey, Meatball, go a step further.
Okay.
If that's the case, if you go all the way down there, it's impossible for you not to race nobody then, right?
You wouldn't go.
You gotta have to want to race first and foremost, though, Sham. Some people don't want to race to begin with. Some people don't want to race to begin with.
Well, what the hell are you going to do?
You ain't trying to race nobody. What you going to try to do? Hey, you know what? To fit in. Away. They go to fit in.
So you know what they're doing down there.
They go to fit in.
Sam, why are you saying stupid? Hey, Sam, we're acting retarded, man. You know what's going on.
Hey, Sam,
why are you
saying
stupid,
Sam?
Sam,
3 King.
Okay, look, this your whole point. You looking at it as a promoter view. That's why you saying that. Cause you
a promoter view. I'm looking at it as a racer. I'm not gonna go no damn.
No, you
ain't
no
racer, nobody.
You trying to get like people don't want to go out, not to go out of town. That's what it sounds like.
No,
man.
That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking a question based upon what they said.
Hey, Sam.
They said that you want to go to optimum track. If you want to go to optimum track. If you go to optimum track, it's down south. 9 out of 10 times, if you go anywhere from here down south, it's going to be, least amount, 8 hours. If you go somewhere and you at an optimal, if you go down there, number one, you got to be right. You got to be together to me. I'm just saying. I don't know if you do. I would think your car is together and you're ready to go if you go all the way down there. So if you don't break, because sometimes you can break your car. But if you don't break your car, how can you not get down the track? If you say, like you up here, oh, we can't get down the track up here. So you go down south, that means you supposed to be able to get a step.
Wait a minute. Damn. Oh, hold on.
Who got all that noise, man? Come on now.
I'm going to mute them all. Hold on. Watch this.
No, hang him up, Sam. Don't mute them. Just get them out of there.
I'll find
them. Because they were just talking.
Y'all hear it now?
They go.
Like,
get them out of there.
Hey, hold on.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Why did you take your car all the way down to Holly Springs and you ain't with nobody?
Because
I
thought that I was going to get down the track. When I did get down the track.
No, I'm just asking
him
a question because he keeps saying that.
I got an answer for him. I thought that I was going to be able to get down the track. And I didn't, race nobody.
No. I get that.
Why you didn't get down the track?
Uh-oh.
Because I ain't know nothing about what I was doing down there on no radio prep.
And we can't sit up here and
ask
people.
I want to ask you, listen, we can't act like people don't want to take their car out of town.
A lot of people want to take their car out of town just for the experience, too. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, Vaughn, I'm going to tell you. Skin asked me that. My number one, I took it down there in hopes that I would be able to get down the track. If I would have got down the track, then I would have been trying to play with somebody. It was an experience.
I never took my car that far away. What type of tire you had on your car?
I had a slick on my car. I had a slick
on
my car.
You asking a crazy question. You know he got a slick on.
But let me ask the question I want to ask.
You know he got a slick on, bro.
I don't know what the fuck he had on his car.
Man, that's all he ever had on his car in his life. That's all the man ever had on his car. You know what that man
is. But why you couldn't get down the track?
I just couldn't get that. The car wouldn't go down the track.
I'm just curious. Like, why do you think you couldn't get down the track? I'm just curious.
I don't know.
Cause he didn't want to go down the track.
I tried what I knew to try, and it didn't work. And actually, I broke the car. The car was broke. I ended up breaking the car. The car was broke.
Unbelievable.
The reason why I asked, because when I had a car, I had a slick on it. I would go to drag radio tracks, and it would go straight down the damn track. I was
essentially,
what
you did
there.
Essentially, it was broke.
The car was broke.
At that time,
you said,
I didn't know how broke it was.
You also had a tuner with you, Ryan.
Yeah, but my tuner didn't do nothing to get the car to go down. We didn't do nothing to get the car to go down the track.
You had the best of the best money come back. That's why your car went down.
No.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Zay, you ain't even have to do that, man. I got some sweet potato pie. I got some sweet potato pie.
But you know,
will you be taking your car out of town now?
Hell no, Flop.
Have I? No, I ain't took it out of town. No, I haven't taken it out of town.
Nah,
that ain't what he asked you. That ain't what he asked you.
What did he say?
He said, would you?
What
is, he said, would you, Shell?
No, not till I'm ready. No, not till I'm ready. No, no,
no. So I don't like
So you haven't learned anything from that day to this one?
Oh, absolutely. But I have to be getting down the track consistent here before I would go down south.
Damn, Flop's crazy.
If y'all still ain't all the people that's talking shit. Y'all still ain't answered the damn question that I asked. How the fuck do you go all the way to fuck down south and don't raise no fucking body? Y'all ain't said nothing yet.
But there's a lot of people.
Let's put a name on it. Who did say they ain't had no intentions on racing?
That was my answer.
Let's get to the bottom of it. Who did it, Sam? Put a name on it.
I don't know who. Oh, okay,
whoa,
let's start with you, Zay. I'm going to start with you. You said that you ain't never went down south and not raised nobody because your car wasn't right. So you mean to tell me went down south because you locked in, and when you locked in, you got paid to lock up, but you still didn't raise nobody?
Every time I go, I race, man.
Every single time you went down south, you raised somebody?
Every time I went this year, I raised somebody, yes.
Okay.
Damn.
Yeah.
But if you ain't got no motherfucking heart here, you ain't gonna have no heart down south. So,
hey Sam, he fucked you up with that one.
You got a point, Sam.
I'm not gonna go back and forth. Because he went down south a lot of times.
Hey, Sam, every time he went down south, he didn't race somebody. The only time I didn't race nobody was at Bobby Cole race this shit, and that's because it rained.
Okay. Every time you went down south, you locked in somebody. You got paid to lock up.
Yeah.
So, wait a minute. So let me ask you this. Every time you went down south, not one time when you got paid to lock up for the whole weekend that you was there and you ended up racing somebody. You had a race. You went down the track with somebody out of all the weekends that you didn't went down south.
This year?
Y'all got a
story. It ain't got to be this period. Are you talking about in general, or are you talking about this year? No, I'm saying in general that you went down south. You was down there for 2 to 3 days. and you didn't raise not a soul. You didn't raise nobody, not one person.
Oh, yeah, that's what happened before.
I thought you were talking about this year, Sham.
Sham, you weren't listening when he said this year.
I asked him, and he changed the answer talking about this damn year, and I said, period.
Hey, Sham, let me ask the question again.
So you can be real clear. I said period over period. When you go down south, period, on more than one occasion, went down there for 2 to 3 days and then raped nobody. How do you do that? That's what I ask. Not just you, anybody that needs to be on an optimum track. You go all the way down there, you ready to go, right? You should be ready to go. How do you go down there and don't race nobody?
It all depends. You might break, or you might have problems, or whatever.
Let's eliminate breaking. Everybody know if you break, you can't go. I said if you don't break,
what's up, Jody? With
you can't
your funny
say, I can't get down the track because you had an optimum track, so you can't use that.
My computer.
Hey Sam, that's when I also said, Sam, if my car was ready to go, no, I have not.
Wait a minute. What do you mean your car's not ready to go? What that mean?
No, I said if it was ready to race.
I have not went down there and not raced. Let me go further. The reason that you go down south is because you want to go to an ultimate track, right?
I mean, that's one of the reasons.
It's a lot of racing down there. It's a lot of people for you to race down there. They racing down south because they ain't doing no racing up here, right?
I said hardly.
You steady adding fucking words. Okay, now.
No, that's what I said.
There.
No, you taking my words.
Hey, man,
you
Sam is angry, man.
Kim, would you please be quiet? Please.
Hey, Sam, can I say something, Sam?
Not you.
Hold on, where's Zay at?
Hey, Sam, I know. Hold on, Leon. Wait a minute. Wait, Leon. Let me talk to Zay, please. So, if you don't want to race up here because they're not racing, hardly, because you added hardly, and you got to get to an optimum track where you know you're going to get down the track, and you go all the way down south for more than one day, we're not talking about if you went for one day, you're going at least 2 days, how could you not race nobody?
Man, somebody got a whole bunch of background noise.
Hey, Sam, what
you
mean? Yeah.
Mike,
hey,
don't make sense.
Just mute all the mics, Sam, and just they mic and your mic. Just mute all of them.
It don't make sense.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Zay. Oh, no. Flop, you on something? I got you open too, but I'm just going. You at the bottom of that list. Go ahead, Zay. I'm at. Could you answer
what
that?
What up, Chef? What you were saying now? Can you say that again?
I said, first and foremost, they racing more down south than up here. Secondly, you got to get to an optimum track. So your getting down the track is no problem because you had an optimum track. You shouldn't have a problem getting down the track. I said, if you there for more than one day, if you there 2 days, how do you not race nobody? If everybody down there racing and you at an optimal track, how can you not race nobody? You locked in, you get paid to punk out one day, and you don't end up racing nobody for the whole weekend. How is that possible?
Well, Sam, maybe you changed your converter or something before you went down south, and you ain't running your own time or something like
so
you used to be running.
Okay, so you saying you going down south, but you unprepared once you get down there. You locked in with somebody before you go down there, because that's what you said.
No,
oh, I ain't going unless I'm locked in. So now you locked in. You mean to tell me you changed the converter?
Champ, you're going too far. You're going too far, champ. You already said
I'm going off
the road. You said they paid the lock off. You said they paid the lock up, champ. You said if I went down there and they paid the lockup and I didn't race nobody. And I answered your question by saying maybe I changed my converter before I went out there and the converter is too loose that my car slowed down. Why would I race someone if my car slowed down, Big Sam? That's what I said.
Uh-oh. Oh, you found out. You said in your testing that your car was slower. That's what you said.
No,
I said you found out, but when you went down there, you had that convert in there. So what you was gonna pay the punk out?
Yeah, maybe. But you adding stuff now because you said they already paid you. Now you going back to me paying them. Now which way is it gonna be, Sam? You can't keep switching it up. Now you saying you going back to
you
million different things.
You said the converter. You said he added stuff too. I don't understand. If you going down there, you ain't changing no converter. You ready to go once you get down there.
Hey, Chef, people change stuff all the time on their car.
No. I'm saying if you locked in, you ready to go then, right? You locked in, you ready to go. You ain't going down there in the hopes of changing your converter to make it, right?
Hey, Sam, you ready to go to the best of your ability, Sam. You could go out there on the test pass in a burnout box and kick a ride out the motor. That don't mean nothing.
Everybody know that. That's ad.
Right.
Maybe I'm just crazy.
Can anybody hear me?
Go Sam, ahead. You confusing yourself, Sam. I'm asking your question.
I'm not confused at all. No, that's false.
So, let me see. So, you trying to say that if you lock somebody in and you anticipate on going down south to race and you locked in, but before you get there, you're going to change the converter, unsure what the car going to do. Is that what you were saying?
Hell yeah. Some people do that. Hell yeah. People do all sorts of shit.
That's motherfucking retarded. Why would you do that if the car has been going A to B and you know what it runs?
But you try to get it to go. You try to get it to go better.
But why would you take that chance and the car slow down? Now you got to pay a lockup.
Because you have data. Because you have data. And you have stuff that you go off on, data logs and previous runs. And you can see where your converter is. Let me answer. Don't cut me off, me and Wade. Let me put you out of the question. With these cars and technology nowadays, you can see where your converter is off. You can see where your converter is too tight. You can see where your converter is too loose. So guess what?
Right.
You take the data that you have from previous runs and you tell that to your converter company and you let them know that the converter is doing this at this mile an hour based on the drag sound data or things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? You have certain technology to where you
apply. Wait a minute. I'm trying to figure out why would you send off and get another converter if you locked in with
somebody? Nobody said send off. You can change the state in the converter.
You said you changed
right.
No, you might have changed
it. Wait. They have both together converters to where you don't have to send them off. You could change them yourself.
Okay, I understand that. But my thing
is if you got a race locked in, you know your car can do this, why would you change the converter?
It don't matter what your car did, you might got enough data to tell you if you go this direction or the other direction with the state of that your car
can
speed up, man.
Go ahead, Flop. I'm just trying to say the way y'all present this shit is all wrong. Now, I see exactly what y'all saying. I see exactly what Zay is saying. But here's the thing that y'all need to add, Zay. Even with data and what the converter is doing and making a change, you still know you got to go test to make sure the change went in the right direction. Why would you do that? That's what they should be asking you.
Correct.
Why would you go untested after your converter change, even though you're following the data and the data say you still should pick up? Then why would you make the change and then realize,
you there on Thursday. He said you got to be there from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so you got 3 days
right.
to catch.
And you make that one pass, and if your car go the other direction, you put that other one back in there in fucking 30 minutes.
That's right.
Right.
Hey, Vaughn, after you put it back in there, you got two more days, but you don't race nobody. Why?
Right.
Why is that?
Exactly. I still don't know why you don't race nobody. If you get I don't know.
Here's the thing with me though, with your question. When you go, if they lock me in, he come down here and I pay him the punk out. Well, fuck, technically he done won because I pay him the punk out. So he might not want to fucking race. It ain't got to mean that he got
Flop, you're not going to never be able, not nobody on this phone going to be able to answer Sam question, because he the only one know the answer he looking for.
I know one of the biggest answers to that question Sam asked, because everybody be on the morning show. And everybody was just sitting on this phone, making, laughing, grinning. Say you went down there and test your car and didn't do race nobody. Y'all took that boy Gold Malibu down there and tested the whole weekend and didn't race nobody. And everybody
was laughing. Hold on, let me stop you right there. You just spoke on something you don't have no knowledge about. I'm saying that because everybody was doing it.
Now, when Sam asked that question, if he lied, But all of them was doing the same thing when you was running down that road. Now it's something different. I understand what Sam's saying. I understand what you.
That car ain't been locked in, though, Leon. So you can't even compare that car or say nothing about that car.
No. But I listen, you said whenever you go down south, you have a locked in race. That's what he was saying.
Right, with
Sam's
my
trying
car,
to figure
with
out
my green car.
But you just said
that brown
south,
that brown car ain't been race ready. I'm talking about my car. That brown car ain't been race ready. We ain't locked in with nobody with that car. I'm talking about my green car.
Oh, okay. It's the green car.
I'm just going by people's, not keeping the real on this phone. He didn't find no race that he liked. So how in the fuck he race? If he got the lockup money and he's trying to race quarantine or somebody and they don't want to race or whoever, you can mention any name. You can say Black Beauty or Cute, whatever. They didn't want to race. Everybody tried to race and they didn't want to race. So whoever tried to race him, he probably thought they were too fast and he didn't race them. What's the problem? Mm-hmm. I don't understand what's the problem. That's why he ain't get no goddamn ring. But the people that he locked in, he got the lockup money, or he paid it off, or whatever. He couldn't have paid it off because he's still ready to race. You saying
well,
he raised rate.
But that ain't,
his car didn't break enough.
That ain't what he said, though. That ain't what he said.
No, I see what you're saying, Sam. Sam's saying that y'all say it's no way that you can't find no race. So he's saying you should have found one, say. That's what Sam's trying to say. He just ain't saying the shit right. He's saying if it ain't no racing in Chicago, it's all this racing down south. It's no way you can go down there in your car ready if you can't find a race. That's what Sam's trying to tell you that. So he's trying to say, how in the fuck could you not find a race after you get the lockup money and you down there two extra days? That's what he's saying. And your car ready to go. That's what he's trying to say.
Thank you.
I thought I was clear, but you just wouldn't let me say what I wanted to say.
But go ahead.
No,
I didn't understand that. That's it right there. Hold on. Let's stay right there.
What Sam is trying to ask y'all. All he's saying is that if it ain't no racing up north, it's all this racing down south. It's a million cars you can race. It's no way you cannot find another race after you get the lockup money and your car is running. That's what Sam's trying to ask y'all. How the fuck did y'all not get a race and y'all got the lockup money Thursday and y'all there Friday and Saturday? You mean to tell me y'all couldn't find nobody to race? That's what Sam's trying to ask me.
Yeah, but I agree with that. Don't forget the optimum track. That's what I did.
No, you got to quit saying optimum track, because that's a given. That's already, we already know that, Sam. You don't have to mention that. That's why you're confusing that. You talking about optimum track and all. You ain't got to say all that.
But
they
I think, I'm on the side of, I think that. If you get your car tested and ready on Thursday and somebody pay you to park out, I think if you really trying to race, you can find a race before Saturday night down there.
Good point. Sam saying, how do you not find one? How did they or you not find one? Y'all shouldn't come back and say y'all couldn't find one after y'all got the lockup money sold. That's what Sam was trying to ask y'all. That's what he's trying to ask. It's no way you should come home or he here across the wire or on the internet. Damn, they or Gavin Devon didn't race nobody and they claim all these races down there? That's all Sam's trying to ask y'all. He just don't know how to ask you this shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's trying to ask. You should never
straighten it out, Sean.
He should be coming on Thursday talking about y'all got fucked up or y'all fucked somebody up. This is what Sam's trying to ask you. That's what he's trying to ask you. Or the Sunday show. on mm-hmm. Keep on Them Show, somebody should be saying y'all fucked somebody up or got fucked up. That's what Sam's mm-hmm. saying. Is y'all going out of town because ain't no racing up north. And it's so much racing down south, it's no way that y'all ain't got no race in your mm-hmm. car run. That's all he's saying. That's what he asked mm-hmm. Baby. So that's why he asked you that crazy-ass question. Have you ever went down south and been down there 3 days and didn't get a race? You got your lock up. You had an optimum track. He's saying all that shit when all he had to say was, man, you should never come back talking about you ain't got no goddamn race. And it's 2 billion races down there. That's all he mm-hmm. got you. But, you know, he wanted to make it all complicated. Mm-hmm. Talking about optimum track and all this. And he fucked it mm-hmm. all up. That's all. You fucked it up, Sam. That's all you need.
Got a track where you don't knock the tires off.
Yeah, right. He ain't got to say all that because they already said the track is supreme. They already said the track is right. 41 ain't right. You know, these tracks up here ain't right. So they go down there, and we already know the track is right. So Sam is asking, they should never come back and say they didn't get no race and they cost you a run.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
But
good
see,
point.
They fucked him up. They fucked him up when he said about that converter. They went all into some other shit. He got Sherman over here talking about, why would you change your converter? Why would you do that?
But
man, they changed it over time all the time. That's why I said they was giving up free game.
No,
because Sam is asking him the question the function of his car.
A little bit more. You
his car don't be having no data. He don't got no data on his. That's why he asking you that question. He never went mm-hmm. through that, what y'all going through. He never went through that, mm-hmm. what you going through, Jay, and Bob. He don't got no goddamn tune at the track. He got Sherman at the track. So he didn't fuck that. Y'all should be able to get a race. But y'all went into the, we got the data, and it said change this and this and that, and it went slower. You don't know what y'all, the fuck y'all talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going on mute, man.
If somebody and they got ready to race, they ain't trying to race. So that's it. Point blank period.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Got a point, yeah.
Sam.
Okay,
Sam,
do anybody else got anything? Because my head hurt. Now.
Yep. You can't hang up no show. You can't hang up no show.
Hey, Sam, you made your own head hurt, Sam.
No, I didn't make my head hurt.
Yes,
I really
did.
Man.
You was confusing yourself.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait 1 second. Hold on, Zay. You still ain't answering the question. Not my question. Answer Skin question through me. That's the one I want to know. How do you do that? You still ain't said how you do it.
I ain't did.
Not this year. The year before that, I know you didn't bend down south for more than one day and didn't race nobody. I want to know how did you do it.
I gave you that.
Oh, man.
Oh, you changed your converter? That's the answer you gave me? Okay.
How you think I knew it so good? How you think I knew the answer so good, man?
Oh, my God.
See, you weren't ready for that either.
Oh,
fucked him up
again. You funny. Nah, you funny. That's funny.
Hey, Sam, look. I'm going to tell you what happened. Huh. I was locked in with Black Death. Okay?
Yeah.
That was my only race I had locked in with them last year in Macon. All right. Grandson was there, too. Ron was there, too. They paid me to punk out for Friday. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. We relocked in for Saturday. Now they paid me to lock up again for Saturday. But when we locked in, the track was damn near closed.
Mm-hmm.
But my car was off that whole weekend anyway. They didn't know that, though. But I knew that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to tell them that. That's for damn show.
That night.
And they paid mm-hmm. me off twice. Shit. I ain't finna go out there and
them all.
I slowed up. Shit. Why would I do that, man?
They paid them all. It was late at night Saturday. It was time to pack up and go home. So
they paid me twice. I know my shit fucked up. They done paid me twice. You think I'm going to get out there and go get my head knocked off? And I got some piece of paper saying my shit. Hey, this piece of paper telling me I did some dumb shit.
That's right.
You think I'm going to get up there and get fucked up some more when I know my shit ain't where it's supposed to be? No. Now, is that the answer you want, Chef?
Yep.
No, I want you to tell me that you changed your damn converter. I don't want to hear nothing about you. You got that piece of paper. I want to hear I changed my damn converter. That's what I want to hear.
Man, you ain't even listening, man. You ain't even listening.
I'm listening. Oh my God!
Are you satisfied with that magic?
Yeah, I'm satisfied.
Hell no, he's satisfied. He wants you talking about that converter. Hey, if you talk about that converter, he gonna make you the cake. Talk about that converter.
Oh,
okay.
That's why they behind in the Midwest, Sam. That go back to what I said earlier. I'm going on mute.
Hey.
I'm going to mute.
Hey, that little baby pound cake with that icing on it look like a shiny converter.
With the
inside,
you
let it out that motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Tim. That next I want you to put a balloon plate on that motherfucker. That next.
What's up, man? Come on with it.
Don't make you stick that motherfucker in his mouth. Who all in it? Come on,
Post some transmission fluid on it.
Hey, make Zell two-piece cake.
I'm sitting outside freezing, bro. Like, dang, is anybody around?
I just hey, Zay, you got a two-piece converter or you got a balloon plate?
No,
like,
don't lock.
You got a balloon plate on that motherfucker?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Nah, it's cool.
Can't have a ballooning, baby. Mm-mm.
Oh,
that's funny. Let me see.
I ain't gonna lie though. That made the show, Sam. I'm glad you got mad.
Hey,
Sam,
I'm gonna say he ain't get mad. I said, good job,
I'm on. Keep the number.
Hey, Sam, you got so mad. Damn smoke started coming out my phone and shit. I said, God.
Jeremiah,
turn your no racing ass on mute.
I muted his phone. He must be up talking to him. He was talking to somebody.
His boyfriend.
That motherfucker Sam said, you don't even know the question.
Hey, so, Sam, it's safe to say you ain't going to be going down south no more with your car.
Oh, no, I ain't going to say no more. I'm going to try not to be able to change my converter when I get there, though. I'm going to try to see if I can change it before I get there.
I'll bet you this, Sam. I bet you have a lock-in before you go down there, Sam. I bet you that.
He got
that's not necessarily true.
He got
I might just go get
it
Hey, Sam, that ain't nothing. I'd have had the oil pan out, the K-member on, goddamn it, the rack and chain on, everything.
Yeah, all kinds
that ain't nothing.
Hey, I went to the track, goddamn it. They hold my fucking house blew down.
So did.
I called a man and said, Zay, your house blew down. The whole car blew down. They put that bitch
in there. Oh, man. Right, the same day, goddamn.
Yo, fuck me.
That's why I say, Sam, I don't know about other pieces, but I don't too much genuinely, I don't do that.
Goddamn,
we're
gonna get that car right, goddamn it.
Yeah, we're gonna try. Yeah.
All I Zay, but on another note, I want you to get Rob to make you a cake. That's what I want. So I can get some, because they ain't gonna make it for me. I want you to get Rob to make this cake.
No,
that's so
you
good.
You won't make no cake. You won't make no cake, so stop
it. He just said Rob cake better than mine, Flop. I want to see.
It don't matter. It don't matter.
Cake.
Uh-uh. Okay,
I
my car faster than yours, but you don't want to race me, do you, to find out?
Nope. Nope.
Oh, okay.
But I want some of this cake.
There
Rob
go.
Is on
yes.
Mic. Rob, can you please make a cake? I'd like to have some of it.
Yeah, Rob, put that extra special in it, too.
Oh, man. What's wrong with... Man, unbelievable is all I can say.
Hey, Sam, you something else, man.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
You should take dog, man. You the shit starter, Sam.
What?
you the real shit starter. You know, dog Conway is shit starter.
Pan going to have something to say about that. Pan going to have something to say about that.
I was just about to say. No.
Oh, man.
Why you do that?
Man,
it's gonna be some shit
I'm
tomorrow. We're just getting some good topics for tomorrow for the morning show.
What you
hey,
say?
Sam.
Huh?
You got why do the local people come to the local track and don't race?
Ooh.
Come on. That's a good
name
question,
on
Zay.
That's
a good question.
Hey,
because they scared of their own shot.
I think it's universal, to tell you the truth. It ain't. I think it's universal.
Nah.
They
scared
of their own shot.
But Zay, I think it's more retarded to go all the way 10 hours away and don't raise nobody. I think that's stupid. That's just crazy to me.
Yeah,
I don't understand
but
how you do it. That's retarded.
I mean...
No, just consider it like you're going on a vacation,
local
man.
And don't raise nobody and come back home and go 10 hours away and be there 2-3 days. I got to get a hotel. I got to eat. I got to all that. And still don't raise nobody? No.
That's what's
hey,
going to kill your pockets. That food.
Hey, Sam.
I don't want none of that. Huh?
Hey, Sam, what's the difference when you go all the way out of town more than 10 hours away just to watch? You ain't raising these.
That's
way different.
Now
you
talking about.
The only difference is you ain't bring no cops.
Yeah.
Some people bring their cops and act like they didn't.
You're a false spectator. You're a false spectator.
Yeah.
That's
hey, kid,
difference.
How many motherfuckers bring their cops to the track just so a motherfucker can see it?
A lot of them.
You older than all of us. You don't think that shit at the beginning of time. That's what I'm saying.
A lot of them.
Like he don't understand. I don't understand. He know it's a whole bunch of couch potatoes that buy a car just to say that they in the race crowd. Come on, man. Stop it, man. Come on, some other shit, Sam. You must want to point somebody out. Don't point your finger at a motherfucker, Sam. Goddamn.
It's almost 23. Put a name on it.
Almost 23, man. Put a name on it, motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
You won't say somebody's name. Motherfuckers been coming to the track with their cop. They'll go 28 hours with that goddamn cop. Look, I got my race car. I got my car.
Yeah.
Where yours at? Yeah, please.
They do
that
it.
Don't mean they got to race nobody. They ain't going to race nobody.
They do it every weekend.
Every motherfucking weekend. You got motherfuckers going to the track that ain't even bracket racing. They'll go 15 hours away and they ain't even bracket racing. They're not into that. They want to test their car, or they want to put on the show and barbecue and shit, and give some of their barbecue.
I see, Chef. It's a little different. I used to
I'll just be, me and Perm used to just get on the road, Stokes too. We'll just ride and go to a race down south, Shadyside, Georgia, South Carolina, anywhere, just to go watch.
15 hours, nigga, go road.
Yeah, and that's just because we know we're going to see a show. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about it. Willie Dawg going to be on the mic, God damn it. It's going to be the hell of racing going on all day, all night.
And then you
it's just it's an experience that you don't get if you don't never leave. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. And you can observe, say. You can pick your boy. Who you want to draw on?
You want some smoke?
Get me a motherfucking fifth.
Shit. Go down there and sign the motherfucker up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, you go down there and lie or something. You know. Anything.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Man, shit, I had me a... Had me a fifth, baby. Shit, I go sit up in the stands. Got damn it, a watch, baby. Shit.
Oh, man.
That good shit.
Hey, so remember when we went to Shadyside that time? Woo-wee.
Oh, man, that's Shadyside.
That shit was lit, baby.
What you know about Shadyside, man?
That was when Daye ran Apocalypse.
Oh, okay.
He ran Big Country now.
Yeah, Big Country now. Right there.
Yeah, you know.
Hey.
Shit. Yeah, it was a whole bunch of motherfuckers from Chicago down there that day. Shit.
It's the
hey, and did they have a car? Did they have a car stove?
No.
They were watching what they rode with.
Close spectator.
Close spectator. Chicago had a car was Donye. He was the only one. I think Chuck had his car too.
Tate was there.
But that's what I'm saying. I understand what Sam's saying. But shit, going to them couple of tracks I just went to, that shit wore my ass out. Man,
not South Georgia. Not South Georgia, shorty.
Oh, man.
Hey, Saudi, they was racing and batting like a motherfucker.
Hey, Zay, I was happy than a motherfucker, goddamn it. I won me the money when we went to that motherfucker track. Me and Zay was over there eating motherfucking lamb chops. Fuck the guy.
Wow,
oh, man. That's the lamb chops.
Yeah.
Man, we was over there fucking some lamb chops. Oh, good. I don't like cake and everything. Sam, you ain't give us no cake, but we had some.
So did. So did.
See. Man, please. I had a ball that time, but it wore my ass out. Had a ball now. Wasn't the same one with the loud dusting now. It wouldn't nobody do nothing. Got fucked up on the sideline. They see.
I know, I got fucked up pretty good.
Yeah, me too. See, my stupid ass betting against motherfucker Mario in the movie.
They fucked me up.
Hey, Zabo, Vaughn, good luck next week, man. Good luck next week.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Joe, what's up with your baby? What's up, Joe?
Oh, man.
Yeah, y'all be careful out there on that highway. When y'all leaving, for Tuesday, Wednesday, Zay?
Yeah, like Tuesday. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll take long to get out now.
Hey. Time to get in there.
Yes, sir.
On haul.
Oh,
super.
Yeah. And I used to bust that move at least about two times a month, three times a month. Goddamn.
Oh, I know what Sam trying to say. He trying to say why Double D can't car down there and didn't race nobody.
Oh, man. That's what you trying to say, Sam.
Okay.
Hey, but ask them the question, have I ever been out of town and didn't get no race? Ask them that question.
No, no, no. I'm talking about the last time.
No, I didn't race. No, I didn't race.
Right, that's the only time you're talking about.
No, but listen. I was just getting my car back together. You know, when I got down there late, I got down there Friday, and my nitrous weren't working. So, you know, like, I heard what you were saying. It was a couple of guys I tried to race that didn't want to race, and it was a couple of guys I wanted to race that broke. So
that
was my definition of going down there. It wasn't that I had the intention to go down there and not to race. I'm going down there to
fall. No. Double D. I know that you didn't have that intention. That's what Sham is trying to say. He's saying there's too many races for you not to get a race. That's what the man trying to say, man. That's what he's trying to say. He's trying to say that's what y'all saying. He going by the naysayers that he's saying it ain't no races up north. That's what he's going by. That's all he's saying. He's really being sarcastic. He's just talking shit.
When he said, you know, how can you go out of town for 3 days and don't get a race?
But that's what he's talking about. He's just talking shit. I know y'all.
Hey, Double D.
And y'all claiming so many races.
Hey, Double D.
Yes, sir.
Double D. I'm talking about Zay.
Okay,
now go ahead.
No, Sam. I just thought you were just saying in general.
Hey, Double D.
Who wants to go out of
hey,
town?
Hey, you didn't go down there
for 3 days.
I'm talking about Zay and his damn converter.
Yes, he did. He just wanted to come back together. You lying?
Hey, Sam. When you really in this shit, you always trying to find ways to advance. No. Yo, stay back.
Hey, Zay, I like your voice. You're real sexy right now. You're sexy, Zay. I like your voice.
Nah, for real,
hey,
though.
You fucking up my cake, man. Come on, man, with that bullshit.
This man, we ain't had no cake in years, man.
Man, we about to get one. We just had
up. Hey, stop talking about cake. He say Rob cake better than mine. So I want to see. He just found somebody that can make.
Who said that?
Not Sam. Now, don't lie, not Sam. I didn't say it was better. I said he up there with you, sir.
I found somebody that cake was better than yours, and it's your nimble.
Let me tell you this, though, Sam. Hey, Sam, couldn't he be saying that to convince you to make one?
No.
He could just be convince you to make one.
Nah, that's the wrong.
He's using reverse psychology on you, Sam. And you going for it. You and your feelings.
I'm on that cake.
Yeah, he and his motherfucking feelings, baby. Hey, Zay, don't do that. Take it back.
Really? What money at? Someone's in there. Really?
Hey, Zay, man, say you sorry, man.
Hey, yeah, Sam got the cussing.
No, you sorry, man. Hurry up.
Hey, Sam, I'm sorry.
Huh?
Damn.
Oh, God. Sam, I expect that cake on my table by next week. Before they leave. Cut it in half, motherfucker. Wrap it up nice. Wrap it up nice. Got to get Zay out to get with him, baby.
Unbelievable.
Come on. And then he going to come back and say, Sam, damn, what you do different? This one better than Rob. Hey, I might got to say that more often, Shawty. He's just taking the put it, dude.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Brent! Damn, I just ate me some key lime pie.
Yeah, so why didn't Jody get a race down south?
Oh, shit.
Oh.
What's going on, man?
They go that flop on the star.
Yeah, me.
Hey, flop.
Cause he knew, he said he knew you when it got shine for him. He wasn't going.
Well, all his buddies kept trying to put him on me.
They said you was scared, Block. They said you was scared.
No, I wasn't. They lying.
Okay.
They lying.
And then they said you came back the next day when you knew his nitro wasn't working. Then you tried to run.
Hey, Skin.
Hey, Skin.
Hey, Skin. This is the first I ever heard of his nitro.
They said somebody called you Saturday, Flop. You gonna come in there by yourself. I'm Scott the Cop. Yeah, I'm looking for Double D. And sent you a video. You crawling. You can't be in there. Say that.
Oh, man.
They said you had to
Skin.
Hey,
Zay, watch me send him off a clip. Hey, fuck you and your joke, Skin. I don't see nothing funny. I wasn't knowing. I just learned about his nitro problem.
Nah, I ain't making no joke.
he hit all his people over there blocking for him and all this shit, but
hey,
at
man,
the same time,
over there
put him
you.
On me.
Hey, Zay, bro, you should have gave one of them lamb chops, man.
Hey, Double D, that might have got me off him for a little while, but I'm going to tell you this. It was some lady sitting at your trailer. I got tired of walking by there looking for you because I thought she was going to say, damn, this nigga stalking me or something. I was like, damn, okay, well, I quit looking for her. I was looking for you.
Hey, no, D. And then he come back Sunday looking for y'all were gone. I said, Oh, man. Hey, Flop called me Sunday morning tell me, I'm looking for Double D.
I didn't know he had no problems. Well, hold on. Well, since we're talking about the call, tell him about the shit you were saying. Oh, it's silent now. It's crickets now.
What are you talking about?
You tell him. No, you tell him. Go ahead.
You tell him. You're doing a real good job of telling shit right now. Yeah, well, I might have forgot what I see. So why don't you
tell him? Well, don't worry about it. I forgot too then.
Don't tell it, motherfucker. Say it on the napkin.
Don't worry about it.
He know whatever the fuck I'll tell him, I'll tell it to him.
Yeah, sure. You did.
I know what you told me. Well, tell it, bro. You stole it from motherfucker. Tell it. Tell what I told you, motherfucker.
Told me. This ain't no motherfucking loyalty no more around this motherfucker.
What? What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh,
I didn't get that one.
You don't ever get a lot of shit.
Yeah, I'm a little slow today. I didn't get that one.
It's every day.
That word don't even come out of my mouth. Fuck loyalty, nigga. Get your ass out.
The only reason you drawing on me now because you know my nitrous don't work.
Now, you see how this man just made up some shit, Double D? When the fuck did I draw on him?
You said get your ass down. That's what it mean down here.
Man, you a damn. I didn't tell you to get shit.
Did he? Hey, ask the people on the phone. Did you say get your ass down?
I said you.
Who was
I didn't tell you shit.
Who was you talking to then?
just talking in general. If you it, I was talking to you. I didn't say shit to you. I told you about the loyalty word. I said, I don't know what the fuck you talking about. That word ain't in my vocabulary. Fuck loyalty. Get your ass down. That's what I
right.
said. That
I don't think we got nothing else.
You got to be
I don't think we got nothing else to get down
to
with but some cars.
Okay, I was talking to Zay then. Why he ain't say nothing?
Okay. I'm out the way.
Fuck is you talking about? I ain't saying no damn name.
Yeah.
I ain't say y'all on the phone, get y'all ass down. I said, get your ass down. I'm just talking in general. A motherfucker is down. I don't care nothing about no lawyers.
But you was engaged in a conversation
said,
with me, so I guess you wasn't being lawyer
said,
to the conversation. Hold on, scared. I guess you wasn't being lawyer to the conversation. I guess you wasn't being lawyer to the conversation, so
hell
I should have taken it as you was talking.
Nah, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. You was trying to tell Double D something about saying, here you went off and said loyalty. Like, what the fuck is he talking about? Man, fuck
you. You don't ever know.
Get the fuck down. I could have been talking about you and Double D get out. Fuck loyalty. Yeah, you can take that
Double,
anywhere you want to.
Double D don't want that smoke, man.
He probably don't. I don't know what the fuck he want.
Take that cup off
right now, man. Unless you're going
to
the
hotel.
What is that?
My motherfucker called me.
Hey, Double D. Don't discredit me, motherfucker, after that talk we hear standing right there behind the stage. And Don't do that. Don't feed in the skin bullshit.
Lock. All
okay.
I said was, hey. Uh-oh. We're in the Nationals right now.
That's right.
Florida, Florida. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you sure right.
That was just a direct statement.
Hey.
Oh, okay.
Hey, motherfuckers talk plenty of shit.
Hey, Double D. Double D. Hold on. Quit kissing ass, Ken. Shut the fuck up sometimes, boy. Hey, Double D. You carry your car to Florida?
No, sir.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Double D, he knew you weren't carrying your car to Florida.
Man, I just, hold on. You show sucking a lot of wee-wee. But,
hey, Double D,
I just told
you. Want to your car to Florida.
Hold on. Did you, hey, Double D.
He just heard you tell Zay and Vaughn to have a nice trip. So he know you wasn't going.
I didn't hear that. I wasn't on the phone.
Wasn't
I wasn't on the phone.
On the
I
phone?
Wasn't on the phone. Hold on. I wasn't on the phone. But let me say this. Hold on. Well, when you was, if you'd have heard what I said to Double D, then you wasn't listening in. Because when the first time when I heard your voice, then I said, damn, Jody, where you been, Jody Rock, stranger? I ain't heard from you. You acting funny. Then I said it an hour ago.
I heard you say all
you
that.
You
started laughing. Dude was going to
yeah.
Court.
Yeah. So,
going
no, that's got to do with listening skills.
Hey, you know, I can't.
I heard that, though. So, I mean, I don't know what my skills is and don't care. They're pretty good to me.
Hey, Flop.
Yeah.
You know, I can't talk to you unless Ken call me, man. You know, I ain't hard to find.
Oh, shit.
Well, but here go my thing. I thought I gave you my number.
Oh, you ain't give me your number. Let's look and see.
Man, you telling a motherfucking lie.
You were supposed to
right
give me I thought you were supposed to give me the number. Oh,
no,
I'm checking my phone. I'm checking my phone.
Hey, Double D.
Yeah.
As soon as you make him mad, he ain't going to do nothing but block you. I'm going to have to call you for him anyway.
Now, hey, Skin, I don't block my phone because I do him like I do them scammers.
Damn,
I got a nice word or two to say. I can make a motherfucker stop calling me. Hey, I can make a motherfucker where they don't want to call this number.
Ooh-wee.
You hang up on me like Pan do me. Pan hang up on me.
And I ain't going to hang up on you. I'm going to just see how long you'll take that punishment.
Good God almighty.
Oh, Block, you ain't get it to me. You were supposed to get it to
Double
me.
D. Double D.
You did not give me your number,
Double
sir.
D. Hey, Double D. I guess you forget the whole conversation in the back of the staging line.
Did I give you man?
Nope.
Did I press the send button?
Can't.
You got my number. No, I'm just saying, if I got your number, you got mine.
No, sir.
Right.
You put my number in your phone and said, all right, I got you. And then we walked away from each other after we talked for about 10 minutes.
Well, that nigga really didn't want your number. Funky mama's fucking.
No,
you ain't got no new phone, nigga.
I would have took Flop's number because I know he'd be on the morning show all the time. Sometimes
yeah,
I call
well,
him.
Yeah, you well, you, why you ain't got it then? Motherfucker. You ain't take it.
Hey, Skid.
I told you, his dumb ass. That's a big word to him. That's a big word to him.
I'm not being funny. Hey, Flop, I'm not being funny. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to see. You know,
yes, you
man,
is.
I got
yeah.
a horizon.
Hey, Skid. That's a big word to him. That's a big word to him.
He's Vinny, Flop.
Hey, Skid.
Flop.
He had to screenshot it to somebody asking what this spell. He screenshot to somebody saying, what this say?
Yeah. Hey, he might got it on the slop. Go to the S's, man. You might got it on the slop.
Man, that man can't spell, man.
You ain't never gave me your number, bro.
Look,
I did.
Hey, man, your girl ass locked it in and didn't put no name on it.
Hey, Skin, he might have put another scam likely. Don't answer.